Can I get another slice of cake while we're...
Yeah, well, now we're live.
Are we live? You can still get another slice of cake.
That's true. Another slice of
cake. Yes, you can get it out of there.
Bye to the people. Bye to the person.
I took a seat.
We took over the room.
We're good at coordination.
Welcome to episode
16?
256, assuming it's properly updated.
It's properly updated.
Crippled System.
Woo!
Do we still introduce ourselves?
I am 20% of your hosting crew, Steve.
It's actually Steve, Nathan.
But
you are not Steve.
I thought it would be funny to go by a fake. For some reason, Steve is like the most common name in jokes. Like the grasshopper walks into a bar and the bartender's like, "We have a drink named after you." It's like, "You have a drink named Steve?" And it's always Steve. There's something about that name that makes it a good punchline.
It's not offensive.
Yeah.
And many people of many ethnics can be Steve, especially if you're white.
And it's like weird sounding without being a weird name. Like it's got the E and V. Like it's got weird letters
there's
and sounds.
Happening there for you.
That's a plate, dear.
And I would like cake on that plate.
Okay,
Nathan.
Have you guys seen Superstore, by the way? It's really good.
Yeah. I think I'm current. Nice.
Oh, I might be one episode behind, depending on when the most recent episode came out.
The most recent episode is not the one where she was on maternity. Where she was on maternity leave.
Yeah, that is not the most recent one.
That is not.
Okay, then I am one behind.
Okay, yeah. It's a really good show. I really enjoyed it. It struggled for like the first three episodes.
But what sitcom doesn't?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's very hard to introduce a cast of characters in a sitcom format and not have the first few episodes.
I don't know. I've just rewatched. I'm starting to rewatch The Office, and I don't think that the first couple of episodes.
You're right.
Struggle.
It's the first four seasons.
No. Oh no.
It's just
a good show.
The first season has a problem where it's like trying to follow the script of the UK one. Once it gets to season two, they actually use their own words.
Yeah, but still, season one is still good.
I mean, it's not. Well, I guess if you don't realize it's a line for a lot, so much of his life
sure.
for a line
it's because
the
British Office was good. So a show doing remake of British
you just
Office
don't,
will be
good. If you don't realize that it's
I tried watching the British Office, and I can't understand them. They all talk too quietly. I can't hear them.
There's a volume button.
RTV, I need to get a new speaker system for RTV.
That over the pond dog.
Because
they're
it actually
quiet
struggles
over there.
With the
oh, the center line?
Yeah, the center line is what's your muted channel, on it. Yeah. And it's like, come on.
And so
it's the only thing I want to hear is what they're saying.
Yeah, and so the background noise is really loud and the voices are really quiet.
The best part is if all of a sudden the characters are talking and then it's like they wander away so they're in the background, all of a sudden you can hear them clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bonus.
Yeah, things aren't designed for 5-channel.
No.
A lot of TVs, actually, if you go into the audio setting, have a version that corrects for that.
Mine doesn't appear to.
Okay.
At least not with the sound.
Were all our
running.
Conversations this boring back in the day?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Yes. I was just like, wow. Our listener is asking, what up with the cast? We heard War Machine was being talked about, so we had to stop that.
Yeah.
Someone was there was like
100%.
Yeah, we're like, no more of that nonsense.
We're all War Machine out until like next year anyway.
Well, what's it? It's an after War Machine weekend.
I'm
going to
start playing War Machine again as soon as it's called...
Gwent?
God Tier.
God Tier?
Yeah, I actually kickstarted it.
What's God Tier?
You kickstarted
a mispronounced game.
I did.
Holy shit.
I did.
You raised a lot of money.
But that comes out like 2000.
All by myself.
Like, it comes out like probably April, May of next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a minis game DC design, so it's bad.
Yeah, probably terrible.
I don't think it's all DC, though, for that.
Well, like,
I think he's one of the head
I showed
designers.
Jeremy how to play the Fallout miniature game. I mean, I do that on Thursday. I mean, you used to play Guild Ball on Tuesdays, and you're playing Monpok.
I am.
On Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Well, fight for space. Yeah, because, not fight for space. He has fight for his free time. He's out to the house too many times. You know,
I am definitely out of the house too many times.
No more Wednesdays for you.
Oh.
What? You've been kicked out of Wednesdays?
No. Well, the good thing
he has activities.
Kick to stay in.
The great thing.
Yeah.
Do I have frosting on my mustache? Looks like. Anyway, it's the great thing is that Raylene will
there's
be like,
enough other problems.
Hey, I don't see you enough, so you can't go play Monpok on Tuesday because we need to spend time together. And then Tuesday rolls around, she's like, yeah, I'm working 30 hours today, so I'm not going to be home. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go play Monpok then.
Yeah, bye.
So she's never home anyway because her job's terrible and she's going to kill herself overworking. So at least that means I get to do stuff.
You're not retail anymore.
She can just quit.
Up high.
Does she get mad at you if you're not at home and she's at work?
No.
Is it one of those situations?
In her perfect world, she'd actually get to go home occasionally and she'd want me to be there, but that doesn't happen.
I feel sad that in her perfect world, you are in her life.
I am with you on that.
Like, in my perfect world, is Nathan the person I'm spending all day with?
I thought you were going to say is Katie. I thought you were going to turn
this
around.
No. No. Not going down that road.
All right.
We're going to stay with Nathan.
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing happened.
You're
so
perfect.
I almost got into Monpok again, but when Monpok was being announced, was kind of around the same time the Guide Tier came out, so I had to make a decision. And I personally, I mean, in a few months it won't matter, but Mom Pac stuff is coming out so slow that it just bugged me. Like, I remember when Mom Pac first came out, it was like six factions, a bunch of beasts, a bunch of stuff, a bunch of buildings. Now it's like, it was just too slow, so I'm like, screw it, I'll go to the other game. And I'm like, oh, that way when it's all out, it'll all be out at once. Because when God Tier comes out, it's like, here's everything in a box.
See, the nice thing about God Tier for me is I didn't play Mon Pac back in the day, so you guys have this like emotional attachment to it and stuff, and I don't have that.
Sure.
Because I just didn't ever play it.
Well, swing by on a Tuesday. You can do a demo.
I could.
And I decided to get in the fall. That was more of a thing that happened a few months later. I wasn't realizing I was going to get in the Fallout.
Also, the Fallout world's just amazing.
Well, the Fallout world's amazing. The miniatures are amazing. James, it's still fine. The people that are Pegasus are playing. There's enough people playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Bethesda does have its hand on making of those miniatures, too.
Yeah, they don't. It's licensed.
So they randomly like ragdoll and clip through your table?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Bethesda's the kind of company that someone would be like, man, their games suck 700 hours after playing it. And be like,
I hated that 700 hours
I found a glitch. Game. Everything is terrible. Okay, another 700 hours. Okay.
You didn't find a glitch. You found a bug. Yeah. Or you found a feature.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they definitely... I was playing Fallout 4 today. I went to an area that I never had a bug. It's a place where they had like the water quarry. Like you drain it and then there's raiders later.
Yeah.
I went to it. I drained it like last time I played. I went there to go fight the raiders, and for some reason half it was like clipping, so some of the raiders were like, yeah, if I jumped down I could see the other side, but it was clipping weird, so I couldn't like see half the bad guys unless I went in the pit and I was trying to snipe them from the top.
Bethesda games are like Mr. Burns's immune system, where all of the bugs are holding each other at bay so it actually functions.
That's believable.
Yeah.
I'm a couple of us might jump into Fallout 76 next month.
I'm hurt.
Are you?
I mean, no, not really. Yeah, Fallout 76, I'm tempted. I actually watched almost an hour of gameplay videos yesterday trying to convince myself to just buy it now and then play with you guys you guys all get it. And then the gameplay videos convinced me that I don't want to play that game by myself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think it will be a lot of fun with other people.
Yes.
And I don't think it will be any fun by myself.
So I have a question. Can you, like, build your own store and then sell things to people?
No.
Sell things, but you'd have to, like, physically,
you have to be there.
Yeah.
And you have to be there with the code.
Videos I were watching where people would come across another person and be like, hey, and most interactions were like, hey, I need shotgun shells. And he's like, my guy's like, well, I need rifle shells. So they would trade shells and they would go on their way.
Correct.
That's what Bethesda's hoping, is people build communities. And I don't know if that's going to be successful or not. I think it's a risk, and it could probably still fail.
It could be cool.
But
you can still build, like, do you remember when in Fallout 4 when we used to build our, like, bases?
Yeah.
You can do stuff like that.
Yeah, you can build bases and things, and you can build turrets and defenses.
So what happens when you're not in the world? Like, does it just, like, get raided?
You vanish, it vanishes. It's kind of, well, you guys didn't play Grand Theft Auto 5, but it's not there when you're not there, I believe.
I don't think you're unless you're playing, I don't think people can be like messing with your
like in a multiplayer game. There's like one, there's like, you know, there's a couple servers and like 20,000 people are linked per server, and then like for Fallout it's like GTA where any server goes between 1 and 24 people, and then the system just makes it behind the scenes so any given time. And then what's going to pull me in the future is when they said in the near future they're going to have dedicated servers. That way it's just me and my friends doing stuff.
Dedicated servers would be nice. The other thing that one of the players that I was watching the gameplay video for said is at the moment there's no push to talk. So you're either hearing everyone breathe and chew and yell at people in the other room, or they're not talking at all. And that's tough. And there's no text based either. So you can't text chat. And there's no push to talk.
Yeah, there's a huge emote wheel. Well, there's a huge emote wheel. But it is. I would prefer a push talk over a thing.
Correct.
But again, dedicated servers, you're playing with friends, you're on a Discord channel.
You're on Discord, you're fine. But that is the one thing that he mentioned.
So So really, it's when the dedicated servers come out where my interest jumps from like 4 to 10.
Yeah.
It's also Bethesda's first MMO stat game. I
mean, they're going to fuck things up for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they've really done that much research into MMOs before they jumped into it. They thought, like, this is how it goes. Go! And reviews have not been great. But
there's a few, like, issues that are things that the player community usually fixes in a Bethesda game.
Yeah.
And in an MMO, they can't. Yeah.
The game crashing and losing the last 5 minutes of your gameplay, is that a thing players can fix?
Not that.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I never had that problem. I never experienced a single bug in Fallout 4.
No, that's something in 76 that people have happen to them. Their servers aren't stable, so you'll just randomly get booted. It turns out it wasn't saving for like...
Because
it checks like every few minutes and kind of saves your status. So depending on when it crashes, you'll just lose stuff. Yeah.
Watching the reviews, the only thing I saw what in the bad servers were the first like hour and a half of the game.
But I heard the first day or two, maybe.
I do think... And one thing that I... Two things I hate about the internet nowadays, and this is... Not really Fallout 76 related. It's like any new game that's different that's related. Is people are like, that's not what I wanted, and then people review bomb stuff. Like, it doesn't matter what the topic is. It's like, that's different. Fail, and then they get all their nerd friends to go fail, and then like you go to Metacritic, and it's got like a 1.0, and everyone's like, dumb game, different. And they're like, no, variants. Or the thing I hate even more is when you get like 2 to 3 popular like people who make review things out there, and they like, I don't like the game for this reason. Then 1,000 reviews say the exact same words. Like people,
right.
People who form opinions on things without experiencing the thing to some degree. Now, obviously, reviews are helpful to help avoid some bad things. But the level people go down when they read about their popular video guy on YouTube, it says this is bad because X, and maybe X is right. Like the guy, Angry Gamer, I like in general. He's funny. Like I think it was him. He made some comment like by Borderlands 2 is bad based on like a super early boss that made no sense. It's like that boss was easy and gimmicky, but the whole point of the boss was it was a trap to be easy to
beat. Yeah, Wilhelm.
Yeah, Wilhelm. He made fun of Wilhelm.
Wilhelm's supposed to be easy to beat.
Yeah, he's like, well, it was easy to beat. It was dumb. So you knew he only played the game like 4 hours in and had this whole video bashing the game. It's like, you're not even like,
you missed it.
And all these people, then I hear people repeat that. Well, it's bad because it, like, you don't even know anything about the topic and you're in. But you have a fan base, so now all these like drones just spew out your nonsense. I hate the internet.
The worst.
Problem with the internet is that it turns out that it's made up of people.
Yeah.
And they suck.
And all the walls are something that's, you know, that just echoes things. So whenever they speak out, everyone just bounces around.
Yeah, the echo chamber's a thing.
Well, and plus, then you either have just the echo bunnies that are just saying whatever the figurehead says, and then you get stuff like people just review bomb something for a weird arbitrary reason. Like, I was looking at getting the re-release of the Spyro trilogy.
Sure.
Because those were fun games when I was younger, sure, and also
really
fun. Yeah.
It's really good.
But, like, I think, like, it came out on the Xbox as well as the PlayStation, but people remember the originals as PlayStation games, even though, spoiler, they did come out on the Xbox, but whatever. People are angry that it's not a platform-specific one.
Sure.
So there's a shitload of, like, zero-star reviews that are just people saying, ah, it's dumb that it's on Xbox. I'm like, that's not a review.
Yeah. I know. It's like, why does that make you mad? Like, why is that a reason for you to be, A, upset, and B, to, like, review bomb it? Like, so what? I don't get that.
It's like Crash as well. That's out for the Xbox now. And that's, that was a fucking PlayStation mascot.
Yeah.
Like Non-Euclidean Nick and Chad just mentioned, if you look at Fallout 76 and you hope it's Fallout 5, you're going to fucking hate it.
Yes.
It's an experimental thing they're just doing between Fallout 4 and 5. We have the next Elder Scrolls games coming. We have the new space game coming. They're just having a sub-team doing their side things.
My interest in Fallout 4 is zero, not because it's bad, but because it... Or Fallout 76. My interest in Fallout 4 is old. No, my interest in Fallout 76 is zero, not because it's bad, but because it sure as fuck ain't what I want to play.
Yeah.
Right. And that's fine. Whatever. There's nothing wrong with that.
I just want to play I want to be in that world with people online. That's why
I'm excited about it. Watching the gameplay videos, I was hoping it would be a little more Minecrafty, that there'd be a little more world building than just around your workshops.
Sure.
And so I'm a little sad about that, but I understand why they did it that way. But that would have been cool, because in my mind, it was Minecraft-esque in the Fallout world.
Sure.
Which was what I expected, and then I watched the gameplay videos. It wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be, but I'm still excited about trying it out with other people.
If dedicated servers are a thing, and if 6 months from now you guys haven't burned out because it turns out that there's 30 seconds worth of content that you just repeat over and over again, and then you get tired, if it is still something that you guys enjoy on dedicated servers, I might pick it up just to spend time with my friends.
Yeah. Right.
But the game as is, it's
No, I mean, and that's why none of us have bought it for a reason. Like, none of us have jumped into it because we have obviously concerns. We're not we must buy it. It's, I think, dedicated servers, and we'll know in a few months if Bethesda is going to... They're talking about having monthly events, theme stuff, things happening in the world, and that all sounds cool if they back it up. If they don't do any of that, I have games I can keep playing. I mean, I haven't done all the DLCs in Fallout 4 I still want to do. I still enjoy that game. I've been playing Total War and other games. So, I mean... Not to mention 1,000 other games constantly coming out.
Total War isn't out yet.
Total War, oh yeah. The one you want to play, the Three Kingdoms, isn't out until next year.
Well, by the way, call me when that comes out.
So
it seems like that Fallout Online is kind of suffering the same fate as what Sea of Thieves did when it first came out. Because Sea of Thieves just had a very limited amount of content to go through for their big launch.
Sea of Thieves got review bombed.
There was like literally nothing to do.
Yeah.
I believe you, but like, I couldn't open a web page without there being a pop up saying Sea of Thieves bad game.
It was bad. Usually the reviews were the game is terrible, but the water effects are really good.
Yeah,
because the water effects, watching videos, you're like, I'm gonna throw up. It's too realistic. They were great, and now there's things to do in that game.
Yeah,
and I think companies. Another thing that bugs me is people have more free time than others. So someone who just has the time to consume, they go, oh, a game I was looking for came out, I'm taking 6 days off and playing it 20 hours a day, consuming it at an insane rate for a week, then going, well, nothing to do. Well, you played it an extreme amount more than your average person played it. Of course you ran out of things. Racing to the end in certain games is not...
If there's 100 hours worth of content, you did it in a week, most people will do it in a year.
It's going to be...
There's a big difference there.
It's going to be... A year is a little bit long.
Sure. A couple months versus a week, though. It's probably... Yeah.
Some people, man, you get to play a couple hours on a Saturday. Like, not everybody gets to play stuff every day.
That's true. Well, it'll vary from person to person. It seems like if you're playing a storyline game, you wouldn't want to play a couple hours every Saturday. You'd go play something where you just pop in. I don't know anything about video games. Was it Civ 6 or Pokemon?
We did pull the trigger on buying Let's Go Eevee. We did do that.
You went with Eevee, not Pikachu?
We went with Eevee.
So. Well, according to the video game Donkey, Eevee is the better one of the two.
Aren't the games exactly the same? The games are exactly the same, right? They just have different names.
There are certain Pokemon that you can't get.
Oddly enough, it isn't Eevee and Pikachu that are exclusive to them. You can get both of them in both.
We got Pikachu within the first 30 minutes. In Let's Go Eevee.
Yeah.
Did you guys... I think Detective Pikachu, the movie, looks
bizarre. That looks amazing.
I think that movie is going to make $50 or all of the... I think there's two...
It's going to make all the money.
It's going to make all the money.
I think of all the people Pokemon Go playing Pokemon Go when it first came out, going to parks and seeing like 1,000 random people, I think Pokemon, they're going to need to make... They're going to need to build theaters to handle the insane... Pokemon fans are the most... crazy people have decided.
This is a very statement, by the way, but the Pokemon, the multi-hundred person Pokemon Discord chat I'm part of exploded about Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu just a week after it exploded about Detective Pikachu.
My two takeaways.
There are a lot of people.
My two takeaways from the Detective Pikachu thing is, A, seeing a Jigglypuff actually, like, furry is weird.
Seeing Pikachu furry is weird.
Yeah. Seeing them with fur is weird. And two, the phrase "and starring Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu" proves they're still good in this world.
When Pikachu opened its mouth and Ryan Reynolds' voice, beautiful, beautiful voice came out of it, I was like, I'm in.
Although apparently it was almost Danny DeVito, and that might have been...
No, people were very excited about that.
That
could have been amazing. You're not staring at his butt or anything. It's just his voice.
You're thinking wrong. Just hear Danny DeVito's angry Frank voice in your head coming out of Pikachu.
I think this is what I worry about.
They should make a director's cut and pay him.
He's reaching a peak,
yeah,
and then it's gonna be like downhill, which is... I
love his phone game commercials.
All those I watched the whole thing. But my point is, like, you can only... I feel like it's gonna be like Johnny Depp.
No,
Are we talking about Danny DeVito?
No.
That's what I thought.
Here's the thing with Danny DeVito: he went up and he has just gradually gone up.
Danny DeVito.
Whereas Ryan Reynolds has been around since Waiting, and then all of a sudden, like sometime in the last 2 or 3 years, just like...
I think it's like the Neil Patrick Harris thing, where like you forget about somebody and then they explode back on the scene, and then you're never tired of them and you're always happy.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I mean, are you currently sick of Neil Patrick Harris? Because it's been a while since Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, and we still love him.
Well, but he's just fantastic.
So is Ryan Reynolds.
Katie wants to leave me for Neil Patrick Harris.
Ryan Reynolds' Twitter feed is the greatest thing.
Neil Patrick Harris has a boyfriend already.
He has a husband?
Husband, sorry.
And two kids.
Well, either way.
Of
course Katie knows that.
Either way, you are shit out of luck.
Did you not?
They have adorable Halloween pictures.
You can always adopt.
Of course they have a...
Ryan Reynolds' Twitter feed is the greatest form of entertainment.
That picture has Neil Patrick Harris in it. Of course it's adorable.
The fact they're doing Deadpool 3D or PG-13 is actually... They're doing a
Nightmare Before Deadpool, or a Deadpool Before Christmas.
Really?
What?
No. Once Upon a Deadpool.
No, it's... Is it one? No, I thought it was Deadpool Before Christmas. Maybe whichever it is, it's Deadpool 2 PG-13 cut, and it is framed Princess Bride style, where Deadpool is reading Deadpool 2 as a story to... Fred Savage from Princess Bride, like in the same bedroom wearing a Chicago Bears jersey bed with Deadpool sitting in the Peter Falk chair reading him Deadpool 2.
Like as an adult?
Yeah.
It's literally Fred Savage playing the same kid just as an adult wearing the Bears jersey in bed while Deadpool in Deadpool costume reads him the story.
It's about the only way you can make an R movie go PG-13 and actually have people stay interested. It's just ridiculous.
I tried to Google Fred Savage and it came up as free damage. Let's try this
also, if you just Google Savage, you might just go down a whole wrong rabbit hole.
Was it Fred Savage or his brother who was in the lawyer show that was super
good? That was Fred Savage.
Yeah. Well, both of them are good. Yeah.
That lawyer show is by
that
far.
That lawyer show is amazing.
You know what didn't have a week for a season?
That show.
Also, it only had one season.
It had a perfect season. I thought season. It had two seasons. Also, the Being Apartment 23 never had a bad season.
You're correct.
That is true.
I'm just saying that's a thing.
Oh my God, I must own that movie. Works.
It's coming to theaters.
I'm
it's a theatrical re-release. It's coming out next month.
What?
Yes.
We should all go see
the
that
day
movie.
After my birthday.
We shall go see it for Andy's birthday.
Look at Andy's birthday.
Look at the little like drawings in the Deadpool book of like some bloody people being like torn apart.
Do you want me to make you another exploded cake for your birthday?
Did you see Overload? We're gonna keep tangent. Did you see Overload?
I did. I saw Overload.
Did you like it? I've almost seen it twice now. I never quite pulled the trigger.
I did very much like it. In fact, spoilers, it was going to be my recommendation at the end of the episode. I will say it looked like going into it, you're going to think it's a movie about Nazi zombies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, maybe 50-50 war / horror.
That's pretty much what I thought it was.
It is 95% war, 5% horror.
Oh,
it is mostly Saving Private Ryan, but the Nazis have zombies.
Oh, okay.
And fewer it's more like Super Soldier Serum.
Okay.
So it's almost more like Captain America than it is a zombie film.
That sounds not interesting.
But it's actually really good.
It's over 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
90%?
The directorial, as a film, it's actually really good. Hmm. It's got several like long shots. There's the parachute scene when the plane, because in any war movie, the paratroopers, their plane never just gently glides over and they all just jump out and high five. So, of course, the plane's exploding while they're jumping out of it.
Sure.
But it's very intense. It's one long shot. It's all practical effects. Huh? Like, the makeup's all practical. The paratrooper scene, like, they actually put the plane up on gimbals and, like, would jerk it around and they set it on fire and the stuntmen, like, jumped through actual fire on an upside-down plane. It's actually really well done.
Is there any humor?
Yeah, there's some funny stuff. They have your standard Brooklyn military guy who like talks all sassy and
obviously.
We're gaming tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, there's humor in it. I mean, there's humor in Saving Private Ryan, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's some humor in it.
I'm more interested in seeing it now. I don't like horror movies, which you know, but I was tempted to see that movie and I was like, too horror-y. But now, if it's not the horror-y.
What time are you guys leaving on Wednesday to go?
Wednesday right after work.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
The dogs will be fed, but they'll need to be left out.
I'm just trying to think of a time to sneak. I need to go sneak into. I almost watched Overlord today, but then I didn't leave the house, so I didn't see it.
Well, we would have had to put on pants for that.
Well, I went to Target. I put on pants away eventually.
Yeah. So we went to Target, and we thought about inviting Brian, but we decided that...
We were like, well, why would he Brian's need to go to Target?
And as we're walking out of Target, here comes Brian walking into Target.
I'd have my bubble wrap.
Obviously.
I went to the pocket to buy bubble wrap.
Obviously.
I'm going to do like one more little thing about Overlord as far as, you know, with balance. And this is a little spoilery, but it stresses my thing. Should I not be a little spoiler?
No.
Brian says no.
I was going to explain the math.
No, don't explain the math.
Don't explain
the math.
Okay.
Don't explain that.
Come on, man.
Jesus.
I'm not going to spoil much, but these are the people who die. This is the main plot. This is what happened.
No, I was just
going to... No, my God! You're doing it again.
So we were going to go see Fantastic Beasts, but then Jim went to work.
But then I had to work all Saturday.
No, don't see that.
He doesn't like it.
He's not a...
No! Have you seen the scores for it?
It's fine.
It is... universally reviled as the worst Harry Potter film ever.
That can't be true.
People who like Harry Potter films say it's the worst Harry Potter film.
I don't know, because Megan said that she liked it.
The people that,
that's true. Megan did say she liked
and
it.
She's like a big Harry
it
Potter
It is 40% at Rotten Tomatoes, which is a bit low, but it's still...
It's not maybe terrible. I've seen a lot of things below 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Maybe we'll wait until it comes out in video.
You know how they built a whole bunch of exposition in the first Fantastic Beasts movie so that this movie could kind of hit the ground running with 2 more hours of exposition?
That's a little unfortunate.
That is a little unfortunate. I hope you wanted a shitload more exposition on top of the exposition you sat through so you wouldn't have to have
part of the problem more exposition. Is with the Harry Potter movies, you didn't need a lot of exposition because you had read the books. And I remember thinking, like, if you hadn't read the books, how would you know what's going on? Because they skip all the exposition.
Sure. There's so many details that get skipped.
Oh, yeah.
It's still enjoyable.
It's still enjoyable.
Yeah, because I watched the movies. I never read the books. So.
Were you lost occasionally?
A little bit here and there. But I didn't have the final movie spoiled. That was amazing.
That is amazing.
Oh, fucking A.
It's hard to believe.
It's probably my favorite part ever seen in a movie was that sequence.
I think we can scare Harry Potter.
Talk about the sequence where Neville Longbottom is super awesome and wins the war because Neville Longbottom's the fucking best.
He's going to be at Wizard World in Madison.
I am thinking about going because he's so attractive.
So here's the thing about
Raylene is disturbed with how hot he turned into. Little 10-year-old Neville Longbottom, and then you see the super sexy dude with like sexy photo shoots in his underwear, and Raylene's like, I'm confused, but that's
I'm
hot.
I'm not confused.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. funny because, like, you know,
I'm right here.
Like, you wouldn't say the same thing about Emma Watson, right? Like, you see the 10-year-old girl, and then you see this adult woman. They're like, I want to rail the fuck out of that. Like,
why did you bring up the other part?
Because here's the thing is, at least I watched the movies when I was the same age almost as they were. And so I am at most like a year older than they are.
Yeah, Raylene's like 30 years older than that kid is.
Watch it. Yeah, when those young, when you're a child actor, you see a child actor, you can kind of find them attractive because you're the same age. And when they're older, they get really hot. You're like, then it's a lot.
It's retroactive. Like, yeah. I can still look at the original Addams Family movie and think how hot Christina Ricci is in that, right? Because I was also 12 at the time.
That's how that works.
That's how it works.
Although, what's the girl from Charmed?
Do you think she's hot in that movie, or do you think she's hot?
No Rich comment.
My attorney says I should not answer that question.
You know
who I still find really hot is the kid from Jasper. Not Charles in Charge.
Oh my god!
Sure.
At the end, Charles that she dances with. Which one was it? It was like never who's in
the boss? Who's the boss? What's that? What's her name?
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. That's the one that's disturbing for me now that I'm my age and I watch something when she's younger.
It is funny
because I think that's also Brian's favorite girl too.
Because she's amazing,
and it's also Star Wars' favorite girl, as judging by the name of his ship.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he had good taste.
Yeah.
I'm out of wine.
Oh, well, it's right in front of you.
Yeah, that seems like a man's job.
And my name is Brian.
Yeah, that's two of us introduced.
I said Mary.
One every half hour. We're going there.
That works, right?
Steve, Mary, and Brian. We're at 60%.
Steve, Mary.
And 33% of that 60% is accurate.
That's true.
Oddly enough, mine's not.
That username that's in the chat right now is amazing.
Unplayable Trash Panda.
I really wish I had that.
That's pretty good.
It's a good name.
You can ban him and then take it. Is that how Twitch works?
You have the power.
You can also just misspell any of those words and then also...
Is that store still up live? Can people still buy his face? Is that random store still up there?
You know what? I can't find my shirt with my face on it. I lost it. I don't know where it is.
Well, I can buy a new one.
How could you lose your shirt with your own face on it?
I lost the shirt with my own face on it. I have one somewhere.
You accidentally lost it. Katie might throw random things out, unrelated topics.
Unrelated.
I just throw out things when they get holes in them.
Oh, I forgot about the I'm crippled, and then on the back it says System's Biggest Fan.
Yep.
I forgot about that shirt.
Yep.
Speaking of revamping.
Oh. Yeah, our Zazzle store is still there.
Nice.
Yeah. Speaking of Zappity Grumble shirt.
Or revamping, this little studio up here is going away.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
It is
going
to go into the basement. I'm actually building a studio for the podcast down in the basement.
That's pretty cool.
So we can handle actual production casts.
Are you going to do a reveal video of it, like shaky cam style?
No. No.
There you go.
Not your style.
No. But I bought a green screen. Yeah, that's ready to go.
That's definitely my face. I own that shirt, only in purple.
You don't own it if you can't find it.
I own it somewhere.
I don't think that.
Oh, my path to victory. I forgot about my path to victory.
What?
Step one, end turn. Step two, look at table. Step three, weep.
Another good shirt.
Anywho.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, right. I want to cripple your system.
Oh, jeez.
I'm with Zappity and I'm with Grumble. Wait, that's his... Okay, it looks like it says I'm with Brumble in the picture, but it's just, doesn't that almost...
So, I don't know if people know what that means. I don't think you want to wear the I'm with Grumble shirt.
I don't think you want to wear the I'm with Grumble
unless
shirt.
Unless you don't like the person you're with.
Yeah.
Is I'm with Zappity better?
It is much better.
Okay.
Do you not know about the...
Zappity Grumbles?
The Gen Con year of Zappity Grumbles? Did we ever tell you the story?
No. What? It's not a good story.
It's not flattering.
I mean...
To anyone involved.
Remind me when you finish this story. You are now the second most overtly casual racist person to talk to Chili.
Nice. And
so I'll explain that story when you finish this story.
The Chili, in that I asked Chili if he knew where Chili was
because you thought he was Lyle.
I thought he was Lyle. Yeah.
He was so, you know, you think he would have been offended a little bit, but he was so excited how terrible he was, so pleased with the racism.
All right,
if you're the target of the racism, but it amuses you, is it still racism?
It's still racist.
I'll interject this one then, and you can tell your because this was topical.
You have to know if something is racism objective or is it
at War Machine Weekend this year? Somebody went up to Chili and he's like, "Hey, how's it going, Lyle?" Sure. And Chili's like, "You know, my name's Chili," and the guy says, "Oh. Isn't there another one of you called Lyle?"
That's way worse. That's way worse. Another one of you named Lyle?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
That's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So, as far as terrible stories, that also involve me, we were at Gen Con, and one of the big things at Gen Con is cosplay. And so I don't know if Ryan's embarrassed to be here right now. I don't know how it started, but we decided that when we saw...
We.
You
participated. I know.
Yeah, he was like pantyhurst, though. Like, he was kidnapped and forced to participate.
They were both very loud about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We decided it would be less obvious if instead of saying, hey, there's a hot girl in a costume over there, we said Zappity. And if instead of saying, hey, there's an ugly person in a costume over there, we said Grumble. And so we're wandering Gen Con, Brian and I, just looking around in random direction going, Zappity! Grumble!
Well, it was like Zappity. It was more like Zappity 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Zappity 1 o'clock.
Grumble 12
was
o'clock.
Was this the one where you saw, I got down there like the next day and you mentioned like, man, you missed a great 15-year-old in a Deadpool costume yesterday?
I mean, that might have been the same
year. Yeah,
entirely.
I think that was
and
a
at
thing.
Some point, Katie's like, you know, that's not that hard code to crack, guys. you're not quite as clever as you think you are right now.
You were so clever. No one knew. No one knew what it meant.
That's also the year that you told us you had to let your freak flag fly.
And the first time I saw Katie get quiet was you saw Will Wheaton. I never seen you just like get quiet and huddle and humble and scared.
The way the rest of us feel all day, Katie behaved for 30 seconds when she met Will Wheaton. Just not sure what to say and not sure who she was or how she got here.
He was not excited to meet me, I could tell.
Yeah, which is weird. You thought he'd be a big fan like of each other's work. Yeah, I was there that. Yeah, because he fist bumped me because he didn't want to, like, you know, there were no, like, handshakes or anything,
yeah,
so you
no
could fist bump him.
Yep.
And the other, I did his autograph line, and then he was in the same line with Felicia Day and the rest of the guild.
Yes.
And it was a bunch of people nobody gives a shit about, and then
Felicia Day.
And then him.
And then
So the hilarious thing was people would wait in line, and then they'd get to the front, and just watching them walk past the other four people from the guild to get Felicia Day's autograph, and they knew. Like, none of them even had a pen in hand. They're just sitting there resigned to the fact that no one gives
that
a fuck
same,
about them.
That same thing will happen at Wizard World, or Wizards when it comes to Madison next week. First of all, I think Wizards is a terrible the one in San Diego is great because it's big and driven goals. The one in Madison is you pay a lot of money to get in, or there's a lot of ways to get free tickets. I hate anything where you have to like get a celebrity's autograph, but you walk up to a celebrity, you give them $10 and they sign something for you. It's such an awkward like thing. It's like they put money next to them and they kind of pull it away, they pull out a pad. It's just, I feel
they should take payment before you get in line, so you can put $10 by the time you get up there. Yeah,
I mean, transactions with prostitutes are more natural than transactions with celebrities for autographs. That's all I'm saying.
A guy with a trench coat in the front of the line that just, you know, takes his payment
or something.
Yeah, but then you get up front and it turns out that guy was not involved with the autograph process at all.
It's like that one guy that had his own parking lot for the longest time. For like 20 years, he charged people to come into his parking lot, and then he just left.
Yeah, turns out he never owned it.
And then when they called the county that said, hey, where's the guy? Because we can't get into the parking lot. He's like, no, we've never had anybody there.
There's a YouTube channel.
That's amazing.
There's a YouTube channel that it's some company that has their private parking behind in like an alley, and that's like right around the corner from Denver's big like bar and nightclub district. Okay. So people park there all the time, and so the whole YouTube channel is just filming them towing the fuck out of people's cars.
Nice.
And it's great. They put like a soundtrack to it, and there's like a theme song for the truck, and they put like a scoreboard up in the corner. But one of the episodes, there literally is just a homeless guy, or maybe not homeless, but he looks like a homeless guy, who's just charging people. He's like taking $20 and, okay, you can park there, and then he's like, you can park there, and you can park there, and he fills it up, and then he just leaves, and then they all get towed.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
This is what we call the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
Right there.
That's amazing. Oh, God. So, yeah, so you want to be with Zappity. You don't want to be with Grumble. That's not nice to your friends.
Well,
is the moral of the
story. Be fair, every Zappity needs a Grumble to drive.
That's what Uber's for.
Yeah. Oh, well, now, I guess. It used to be like a bunch of Zappities would go out. They'd invite along a Grumble.
One Grumble.
Yeah.
So the Grumble not only has to come, but also has to stay sober.
Yeah.
So that they can...
But they're so thrilled to be invited by the Zappities.
I don't think that they are.
You were a Zappity, so...
I don't know. You just don't know.
Think back, Katie. There was a Grumble in your social group.
That sounds so mean.
Yeah.
Have you not seen Mean Girls? Zappities are mean, and they'll bring a Grumble if it means they don't have to drive.
I thought they were called men.
Well, sure.
Wow.
Yikes.
I didn't know we were going social with our tagline Zap or
yeah,
lightning round.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was we've been doing the Zappity Grumble lightning round at that point for 2 years probably.
You know, you just decided it was good to spin it into objectification of women,
exactly,
in the least hidden way ever.
It was super subtle. No one knew.
Yeah, just some ugly girl walks by and you're just like, grumble. Like,
she had no idea. She continued on her day, happy as before, no hint of our verbal abuse.
Two guys pointing, saying grumble, and just like gagging themselves.
Or a hot girl bends over in front of you, yells zappity. She doesn't know it's about her.
Yeah. People randomly shout zappity and stare at my butt.
Unrelated.
Two unrelated things.
Those are my friends.
I'm sure the violent masturbation has nothing to do with it either.
It's
You're
always.
So proud to hang out with us that year, Katie.
I'm always proud to hang out with
I
you
know.
Guys.
I know.
She was just nice. She wasn't the worst person in the group at that point.
By the way, Brian, I realized at our last get together that you didn't like it when I introduced you as my sister wife to people.
Why you cracked that code?
Zappity.
That'll take 2 years.
That's a grumble.
I thought that that was a flattering thing to say to people.
It's not. It's not. And I've told you that.
I just don't understand why. If I said that you were like my sister wife, it would mean that you and Brian are really close. Or you and Jeremy
you and Brian are really close.
And that I'm also really close with you. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as flattering it is for you to imply that I am a homosexual in a relationship with your husband, it's not the number one descriptor I'd choose. It's not the bottom of my choices.
That's kind of middle of the pack. That's kind of what I was like. It's like, well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it's kind of middle of the pack. Because at least we're like a family unit.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate that.
At least
that.
We get to hang out with the Tappity over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I feel awkward.
I'm just saying grumble. Like, that's the biggest problem is you're implying that I have that low standards. I can do better than that. You can do better than that.
We all know that.
Bless your heart.
Wow. Yikes.
It's charity.
I need more wine.
I have some rum downstairs.
That sounds like a bad idea. And I'm Jeremy, Valiant418 on the forums.
Are you on the forums?
Valiant418 and his Pokemon Discord.
There are no real forums anymore.
I get forum notifications from one. I don't know which War Machine forum, but I occasionally get notifications when a new thread is formed.
Probably the Legion.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, my guess. Yeah, the Facebook, not like an actual, like not
no,
a.
No, there's a forum that messages me.
Oh, weird.
Isn't there
I don't
like
know which one.
What'll happen to me is like I'll ask Travis about like a rule in the game.
Sure.
And then he'll instead of telling me the answer, he'll link me to the rules forum.
Sure.
But because he's linking it in Messenger, when you click on it, it makes you sign in. Like it doesn't remember that you're signed in, and I'm like, fuck that noise. I don't care that much.
Yeah.
And so I just don't know the answer to any of these questions.
That's fair.
I'm not gonna log in. Fuck you.
I mean, if he's gonna copy and paste the link, he can copy and paste the answer. He's already like he's gone.
He's
gone
on his
there.
Phone. Screenshot it. Yeah. I screenshot shit and send it. It's quicker than typing. It's go bleep send.
But, yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah, it's basically the new version.
Occasionally I do that and I send terrible things to people,
well,
but in general.
That's why you don't copy and paste, because you might paste a link to some porno you didn't copy.
I hate Facebook Messenger because it's too easy to start a video conference, and sometimes people don't want to know what state I'm currently in when I'm chatting with them.
Yeah.
Brian, you have butt video dialed me on GChat on not one, not two, multiple occasions.
Yes.
I'll just be sitting at work or something, and it's like, video request from Carnage for you, and I'm like...
The only person who does that back to me...
Is it actually literally a butt, too?
Well, I assume. I always say no. I don't want to know what's going on.
You don't want to know what's going on.
You should always answer that.
He's not accidentally calling you, and it is a butt. He's just twerking right at the camera.
Does this look normal?
Well, he's your sister wife.
No. He's my sister wife.
Sure, right.
It'd be his wife.
Which is why he's showing him, does this look normal?
By the way, I've been wondering, you should start to ask him when he's going to pay your bills.
Why would I do that?
That's like part of the contract of being a wife.
Well, I'll take the title. That's part of it.
Wait, the wife pays the bills?
No.
Oh.
The husband pays the wife's bills.
That's part of what you get if you're a wife.
We're all in agreement. Jeremy pays our bills.
Jeremy pays your bills.
Also, I don't put out.
Well, when I move next year, we'll figure that in. You have to pay for the moving expense.
Yeah, that'll be interesting when you have to move.
You're
going to
move into the Shay's basement? No.
No. But he's talking about moving minutes away.
They have offered. I don't want to live in anyone's basement. I wouldn't live in the basement. I told Jordan I wouldn't live.
You want to live in an attic?
No. That's worse.
I have a Rebecca room.
What's a Rebecca room?
It's in the basement.
Yeah. It's a room when we moved in the house, it was locked, and the key was labeled Rebecca.
Yeah, you don't want to go in there.
That's where they kept locked? Rebecca.
If you don't want the Rebecca room, you can get the spider room, and that's upstairs.
That is true.
No, the spider room is in the basement.
It used to be
the room. Okay, so there's a room full of wild spiders in the basement. There's a room full of pet spiders, but those spiders all died / left.
Okay.
So that room's not a spider room anymore.
They went to the farm upstate?
It still has the souls
of
spiders,
because the girl who owned them left.
Yeah.
Oh, they left with her.
They left with her.
Okay.
Except the corpses that she left behind, because apparently, I don't know if that one was dead when she left or not, but the last time I went in the room, there was just one thing left, and it just had a dead spider in it.
Aww.
That's dark.
Yeah.
Good.
I feel like, as a pet owner, like, it's tragic when one of your animals dies, but if you're...
When it's a spider?
But when it's a spider, your animal dies constantly. It's like owning a betta fish. Like, you cannot get that attached.
Well, like, tarantulas live for decades.
Do they?
They're supposed to.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
My house, they won't.
Like, there's, I mean, some breeds like live like 30, 40 years.
That's too long.
To be fair, if I saw an actual tarantula in my house,
it
would not longer be my house.
Yeah.
I would have been.
You would either move out or burn it down or both.
I'm buying new items and starting over somewhere else. There is a tarantula in the apartment.
Yeah, because the basement has, like, and you go down the basement stairs and there's the door, like, that would be like where Harry Potter lives, like, under the stairs. And we open it, it's all full of cobwebs. And it's like, well, we could put like gardening equipment there, but it's full of spiders and death, so we're just never opening this door again.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sealing it permanently shut. Yeah, I would.
You skipped the weeping part.
if you take a big shop vac down there, it should be a quick job.
Sure.
What if those spiders are small enough to get through and then just spit out then?
No, you rent the shop vac. You vacuum the spiders and you take it back to them.
Back. It's just full of spiders.
Here you go, Home Depot.
Because you don't want them crawling out.
Just see like that scene from Arachnophobia just coming from the shop vac in
Pretty
the middle
much.
Of Home Depot.
Trapdoor tarantula, 43 years.
Jeez.
That's gross.
I don't want any pet that lives 43 years. I sure as fuck don't want a pet spider that lives for 43 years.
I think that cats can live up to 20 years, and that's just a little bit too long. Like, they need to live for 15 years or less. All animals. All pets.
I don't disagree about cats.
What you could do is you can get yourself a vegan cat. That thing will only live for 5 years.
See, that's too little.
Have you heard about the vegan cats?
See, you say this, but none of us wants Fuma to die ever because it's going to be like...
You guys all know that the day Fuma dies, I'm moving in with one of you because I'm just going to pretend I never knew Katie. I just don't know. She's going to go on a murdering rampage.
If you want your cat to live like 10 to 15 years, have a cat and treat it well for 5 to 10 years and then start feeding it vegan, because then you'll have that
I'm not gonna torture my animal for 5 years.
I've seen how little you feed your cat. It's already considered torture.
I feed it the proper amount,
like 3 nibbles a day.
No, that is what the vet told me to feed it.
Well, because you let it out so it eats random animals in the wild.
No, I don't let it out. She's too old.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she lost a fight with something, had to get stitches, and she came in.
Oh, fair. That sucks.
Yeah,
it wasn't too
well, it
was just
like
five
she,
stitches on her back.
We're also in a city and cat shouldn't be outside.
Somebody gets a cut on their face.
There are
only
so many rabbits and squirrels in our neighborhood. People are I understand stray cats are a problem for the environment, but I do not think that the very few homed cats who are fixed are a strain on the environment. All they kill are rabbits and squirrels.
That's and moles.
Moles/voles.
When Fuma came, we started getting voles, which are very obnoxious animals.
Yeah, they ate all of my rodents.
They're like mice with no tails.
That live underground and destroy things.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Awful.
Are those ones that leave like nice little...
Do you know
like,
why there
like
are so many of
them? Tunnel systems everywhere right underneath the ground?
Because
if you let them, yeah.
Got rid of all the predators.
I'm just
reintroducing predators
except
back into the environment.
Hawk.
We should just have wolves.
Pet hawk.
Who poops majestically.
Yeah.
Every time Brian's hawk poops, it's wonderful. It's like a rainbow, except it's just white.
One time, I drove away. One of you guys had parked in the driveway, and clearly the hawk had sat up in the tree and just shat on your car
that
for
wasn't
like an
me.
Hour.
That wasn't me.
No, it was either Brian or Jordan.
Yeah.
Depending on where you parked in the driveway.
My car was just like white.
That hawk doesn't just sit there and poop down. It leads, so it shoots
in
upwards
an angle.
In a majestic
It's like a blessing if the hawk pooped on you that day. You had a good day.
That car was blessed as hell.
Yeah.
I didn't see the hawk.
Better gas mileage.
It's more aerodynamic when it's covered in poo.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's why I poo on my car.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's why I'm pooing right now.
What kind of poo? Like watery poo? Or like lumpy poo?
Why do you assume my poo is either of those? A, why do you want to know? B, why do you assume it's watery or lumpy? Can it be normal poo?
Is it stringy?
Well, like, what do you mean lumpy? Like, it looks like a payday bar?
No. I mean, like, if it's watery, then it just slides off your car. But if it's not watery, then you have some extra wind resistance.
Okay, tangential about the payday comment, by the way. I'm sitting at the mall the other day because Steak Escape's delicious.
Or Baby Ruth, yeah.
So, and they had an ad for payday, which is fine. That's the kind of thing you advertise at a mall food court. The next advertisement was for an underwater hotel in the Maldives that charges $20,000 for a four-night stay. That was an advertisement in the food court at West Town Mall. And I'm sitting there looking around the mall, wondering who in this food court is going to spend $20,000 to stay in an underwater hotel.
If you were in Hilldale, that would make some sense.
It would. In Hilldale, I'd be totally on board with it. I was at West Town.
Maybe the yummy, yummy guy.
I was eating Steak Escape, and this ad is advertising a $20,000.
How much a day?
$20,000 for four night stay.
So the hotel room,
$5,000 a day.
The hotel room is fully underwater.
That's
fully underwater.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
And they advertise.
Where's that, okay? Oh,
I've seen Jaws 3. There's flaws.
I was thinking if it was in the middle of Lake Monona. or
the view is just
it's just
shoes like floating past like a tire.
It's surrounded by algae.
Mutant fish.
It's Minox.
Oh, look at that glorious shopping cart.
But yeah, I'm sitting there and I was like, I don't believe that just happened. So I pointed it out to the people I was having lunch with. I was like, everybody needs to watch that advertisement for a few minutes because this is going to rotate back around and I need to know if I'm having a stroke right now. But yeah, no, that they're advertising it on a loop.
Well, you know.
The West Town Food Court.
Maybe somebody's sitting in the West Town Food Court, depressed as all hell because they're in the West Town Food Court and they're like, nothing on this planet could make life worth living. Wait a second. I can stay in the Maldives underwater for 5 days.
It has an infinity pool as part of the room. Because you're underwater.
Wasn't there somebody in Mount Horeb or somebody place close that won the $1 million from the lottery recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe they're advertising to them. Maybe they knew that they were there.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, but those people don't hang out at the food court.
The food court at West Town Mall.
They stop by. They walk through the food court on the way to check out the stores that they own.
Sure. That's just the easiest parking.
Yeah.
By the way, there's also... I don't go to the West Town Mall a lot, but afterwards we wandered through because one of the people wanted to buy a candle of all things. And
it was you. You bought me a candle.
Well, I bought a candle because we were there. It wasn't my idea. And there's a Harley Davidson store in the West Town Mall now.
Okay.
Of all the random things. Like, that's weird. Buy a motorcycle at the mall.
I hate that the Apple store.
Can you drive it out of the mall?
I don't know. Great. I didn't try to buy it.
Just wrap it up and just run it right to the mall. You have the poor janitor that's walking behind you with his shoe just scraping up the rubber on the...
The stupid iPad, the Apple store left Westtown Hilldale.
That's now, the former Apple store is the Harley-Davidson store.
Of course it's the same spot.
If it's not, it's the one right next to it, because there's an open spot right next to the Harley-Davidson. I don't remember exactly where the Apple store was, but it's either the Apple store or right next to it.
Sure.
So I heard on a podcast, don't remember which one, that in the 80s and 90s, it was almost impossible to lose money if you invested in a mall, and now... We got like a huge glut of malls.
Well, this mall turned super shitty when they changed owners. Like now they play like a siren at 6 p.m. to chase the teenagers out.
Do they really?
You have to leave. Teenagers unaccompanied have to leave by like 6 or 7
Do they
every
play
night.
The siren that only teenagers can hear?
No, because it's terrible. Because I was in there like shopping and they're like 10 minutes until teenagers have to leave. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then when it happened, it's just like, it's like a fire alarm. Yeah.
No.
It's like, this is terrible.
That would be amazing if they played the sound.
This is at West Town or Hilldale?
West Town.
See,
Hilldale, the teenagers are rich, so they don't care.
I want to be there. That it stays open. There's not enough. I mean, if they're doing that means that they're not going
to
stay open.
You think that you can go to that damn mall any time of the day, and you're like, why are this many people at the mall all the time?
People are still.
But my point is. That we have too many malls and a lot of them already have started.
They've been shutting down. I mean, the malls that were going to close have been shutting
down. I think Easttown and Hilldale will stay open. Because Easttown doesn't have anything else. I mean, I guess now they have a lot of stores
now.
But people like the outdoor malls now.
Yeah. No, malls definitely peaked like in the 80s, early 90s. And then
it was impossible to lose money. It was like a real estate tax.
Go to a small town like a Beaver Dam or a Fond, like, and look at their malls. You're like, wow. It's like an abandoned town from like the 80s.
I was about to say Westgate. Like, how long has Westgate been a skeletal shell of Westgate, nothingness?
You know what the deal with Westgate is, right? Hy-Vee bought all of Westgate. They own it. And they're letting people's leases expire, but they're not saying what they're doing with it.
Sure.
They just bought it.
Hy-Vee only bought it a few years ago.
Yeah, this was recent.
Like, it has been sadness for like 20 years.
My favorite is the rock store. It's just a window display. There's no actual store. And it's got like geodes and like amethysts and they're like, go to this website to order our stones. It's just the rock store.
They just need to write out the space to advertise.
But there's still the flip side of that, because what's weird is all these major online places are opening up. They're saying retail stores are falling apart. Not necessarily malls, but all these retail places are failing because of the internet. And all these online distributors are realizing
opening brick and mortar
they're opening
stores.
Brick and mortars, because if you're online only, there's other disadvantages to being online only. So now you're starting to see, you know, your Amazon stores opening up in these retail spaces.
I don't think brick and mortar will ever go away. And I don't think that the internet is killing malls. I think it's that there were too many malls.
Well, malls are a different thing. But you just want to be able to go somewhere and buy something the same day. And sometimes if something's differently priced, if it's so close, you just don't care,
yeah.
Right.
Like, I was thinking, so two things. Number one, the Clock Tower, like, strip mall on Mineral Point Road, exactly that facial expression. Nobody knows. So I went in there because I needed to buy, like, a toy train type thing. And in that little strip mall, there's an axe throwing store where you just go and pay money to throw axes at shit.
Sure.
So A, that exists. But B, the same day thing, like the price being little enough. So coming home we went to the Mr. Science 3000 live show yesterday or Friday, and coming home just before getting on the highway, I stopped at a red light, and there was a gas station to my left that was like $2.35. Gas station to my right was $2.40, and the gas station on the other side to my right was $2.45. I'm like, that's like on the same corner. Like, who the fuck would ever go to that one? And there's a bunch of people there. And then I'm like, that's a dime per gallon more expensive. If I fill up 10 gallons, like if I'm there and someone kitty corner across a 2-lane or 4-lane divided road's like, you want a dollar? Come get it. I would just be like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't want that dollar.
Whichever is easiest to turn into.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, is like, it's so blatantly stupid to pay the extra dollar, but on the other hand, it's a dollar. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Side note, I think if, so I know you love that show, and I think you know my reason why I don't like it is because I can't stand people talking in a show, and the whole point of that is to talk during a show.
Right.
So the concept insults me. I have to imagine going to a show where they're watching a show, talking about a show, and then the audience is talking about the people talking about the show. My brain would explode.
The audience actually was super good.
All right.
But
that seems to be defeating the purpose. If I'm watching them talking about things, I should be mocking them talking about something.
No. That makes
you a shithead.
No, but they're being a shithead.
They're insulting.
They're not
cinema.
Insulting it necessarily.
They're usually insulting it, but they're an act. Yeah,
and then as an audience, I observe the act.
But what if
like, do you talk to a stand up comic?
Why not?
Some people, because
they're doing a show. Shut up.
what if you're an artist critiquing the artist critiquing the show?
You're not an artist. You're an audience member. Shut the fuck up.
All right. Well, as long as you guys are quiet, that's okay.
Yeah, everyone's quiet. There was one, the second, so it was a double feature, and we attended both. And the second one, there was a guy a row behind me, like four to the right, that like twice, like made comments to his, like he was just talking to the people in the row. Like, I wasn't shouting to the thing, but he said it loud enough to annoy me. But that's no worse than, people do that shit in the theater.
Yeah, they
like,
do.
When you're watching a movie.
Oh, that's Peter Parker.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's whatever.
Although still my favorite thing that we ever did was when we went to see, was it I, Frankenstein?
Yeah.
And it was like five of us and two people way in the back. And we just
Mystery Science Theater the whole time.
We decided we had strength in numbers. Like, fuck them.
They sat on their way down. Thanks for the entertainment, you guys. And I can never figure out if they're being facetious or not.
I don't know.
If you did it the entire time and they didn't like it, they would have either complained or left.
Right. Correct.
So they probably would have had a like it.
You were there. Don't
no,
say
I was,
no, it wasn't.
I would have been unhappy. I would have probably left. I can't handle that.
It was either Jeff or Jim.
The show was so bad.
The time that I saw a movie with Brian where the two of us outnumbered the rest of the audience.
Yeah.
Because there was one guy. Brian and I went to see let me in, or let the right one in. Which one's the American one? Let the right one in, I think.
Yeah.
So we go to see that, and the movie's boring for an hour.
Sure.
Because it's a drama. It's not an action flick. It's boring for an hour. Then the one guy leaves, like to go take a leak, get a refill, whatever. He walks out the door, and then just death and destruction. There's explosions. Somebody bursts into flames. It's fucking glorious. There's like 5 minutes of shit happening. Then it stops, and then he walks back in. And Brian's just like, he chose the wrong time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing. The perfect timing.
That's awesome.
I
just remember the countdown. Do you guys remember the clocks?
Yeah, it wasn't countdown
to death.
It counted up
to, life.
To what percentage alive again you were.
That's right.
When it got to 100, you'd be alive again.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, when the evil guys tried to reactivate all the corpses to make a whole bunch of Frankensteins, and they each have an individual counter that's counting up what percentage not dead anymore they are, because when it reaches 100, they'll be alive again. And remember, how you wake up these corpses is you get a half dozen electric eels, and you train them to burst electricity simultaneously in 3-second bursts every 10 seconds.
That seems complicated.
That's how Frankenstein did it, apparently. He didn't just pull a fucking lever. He trained eels.
Yep.
God, that movie was terrible.
It was still really one of the best time. Movies we've seen.
It was
in
amazingly terrible.
Seeing it as a group was amazing.
Oh,
it was a bad movie.
Lord.
But it was amazing.
Speaking of bad movies, anybody want to go see Robin Hood this weekend?
No.
I won't be here.
I do want to see Robin Hood.
I kind of do,
I don't. You know, the problem is the guy is super cute. Megan pointed that out to me.
This is a theme tonight that I'm not comfortable with.
It's a theme every day, Jeremy.
Spoiler, Katie has a sex drive and she's attracted to men.
That aren't me.
Well, spoiler, you're not attractive.
He's still attracted to men.
Oh. Dagger to the heart.
Sorry.
Hell yeah.
You lobbed it up. I just sensed the call.
Just spite.
God damn it.
Anywho.
To be fair, I'm sure you're attracted to Katie.
I am.
And I'm sure you mention when there are Zappities walking by.
Which is provable fact.
He does do that.
That did happen.
So shut up, you trap.
Is this still going?
What?
The Zappity thing is still going?
No,
he
will.
No, okay. Well, not between the two of them, but Jeremy will say it every... Occasionally.
Oh. He's like your waitress serves you at Chili's and you just go, Zappity. Just unbroken eye contact with the waitress. It's like, Zappity.
Just with some of the salsa dripping from your body.
Anyway, Katie, tell us more about the hot guy in Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I forget. But anyway, I'd be willing to see the show.
There have been zero good Robin Hood movies.
Hey,
that is not
that
true.
Robin Hood Men in Tights is phenomenal, and I think that you should take that back.
That is the beginning of the overt downfall of quality of Mel Brooks films.
I kind of agree in that regard.
Film.
He's not
film.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
But that was 20
it's,
years
it's
ago.
It's on the line.
It's, still
it's probably
film.
Still okay, but that like you can tell Mel Brooks got bad.
It got bad.
And that's
that
was that's on
well,
the line.
Well, to be fair, he didn't change with the way humor and things change. Like he stayed the same, but his stick needed to adapt and evolve.
Because it wasn't Blazing Saddles is revolutionary.
Yeah.
Like and it broke ground and it has huge political statements. Men in Tights just like, hey, we're making gay jokes. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
but yeah. And so that movie, I don't think that
Prince
is good.
Prince of Thieves
and Prince
is,
of Thieves is
Prince
an amazing
is
performance by an amazing actor chewing all the scenery and then a shitty Kevin Costner movie underneath it.
I saw that movie in the theater so many times.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I love
that movie.
I love
Defined my younger.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman's phenomenal in it. Like,
and I'm always a big fan of a good villain.
You did not like Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Like, there's funny lines. I'll quote some stuff from it. Kill Them a Lot, that's a good line.
Yeah.
You know,
I
mean, there's good stuff. Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It's not a bad movie, but
it's
like...
I could happily live
without ever seeing it again.
Well, that's fine. But you can't sit there and say there's never been any good... Because it's not a bad... It's a good
also,
movie.
Also, we're forgetting, literally, we're not even mentioning the best Robin Hood movie ever
the
made.
The Disney version?
The Disney version with the fox.
That's pretty good.
Which is a great movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Have you seen The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
You've seen 80% of the Robin
Hood
movies.
No, that's
have
not
I know
seen,
it's the rotoscope things. Yes,
I've not seen it either.
They do use a lot of the scenery. Like, they do use
it's,
like,
oh,
yeah.
the scenery, yeah.
But
yeah.
it's not, it's Aristocats and...
Yeah, there's the Robin Hood movie specifically is like 80% rotoscope from other movies. There's several that they use. They use the aristocrats. They use Snow White.
Lion aristocrats King. with what's his name?
Yeah, yeah, the poop jokes. They use aristocrats. They use Snow White. They use Jungle Book. They use a bunch of stuff. No, yeah, they used Aladdin. They went back in time and wrote himself Aladdin.
No, because this was before the Golden Age of Disney.
It was, but
it's not as good.
The Robin Hood movie is good.
It's fine.
Just haven't seen it.
But I would agree. There've been a lot of bad Robin Hood movies.
Speaking of Disney. I need to tangent off somewhere else. Did you guys like that villainous game we played?
I actually kind of did.
So I think that that's a good, like, light game to play in between other games.
There's a board game where they have all you play as the villains of various Disney movies, and it's like a card game. Where
Megan bought it at GameHoleCon.
Each player has like different win conditions, but you take turns going around, but you have to like do different actions
to
win.
We need to play more because there are certain things, like Jeremy was arguing that the characters, I played Little John,
mm-hmm.
and
I played Ursula.
You played Ursula, you played Jafar.
Wait, Ryan. I thought you were villains.
Yeah, Little John is not a villain.
No, isn't Little John?
She was Prince John.
Prince John.
Okay.
Yeah, you were right.
And then he was
poor. He's a villain.
Also, Prince John is keeping peace while the king wanders off to have a holy crusade like a douche.
And then Megan played Maleficent, and he was arguing that Maleficent and Prince John were easier. And I said, well, I don't think that they're necessarily easier. It's that we're meant to get hit more.
So each player has a deck you play.
You should be
and a
hitting
deck other
players.
People fuck you with that's specific to you. So like my deck that sits next to me for other players to play at me has like Ariel and Scuttle and
sure.
They do terrible things to me because I'm Ursula. Right.
And she'd have Robin Hood.
And she has Robin Hood.
And he'd have nobody because Maleficent's fucking awesome and nobody can fuck with
her.
Jafar.
So he has the genie and Monkey and genie. Aladdin. And,
sure.
But so the problem was for Ursula. Ursula gets hit 2 or 3 times and she's just done. Like every time she gets hit, it's devastating and takes her 4 turns to recover. You hit Little John, or Prince John, how you gonna be doing it? You hit Prince John, he's like, meh.
Yeah, but you need to be hitting someone a lot. I mean, that action is available quite frequently.
It is.
And so you need, as a balancing factor, I think you need people who can get hit constantly.
Probably. But the problem is, especially for all of us playing it for the first time, none of us knew that. So we all kind of just hit each other. We're just like,
Certain characters, you don't know the first time. Because like, her character had to accumulate 20 gold, she won.
Yeah.
Some of us had to like, we had to do an action, which unlocked another action, then we do that next time. Like, it was like 5 things you had to do in a very specific order. So you had to like find a card to move a card to do a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So while it may or may not in the end of the day be easier because maybe some cards can dig and search better, it's not as obvious as seeing, okay, she needs $20. I can see she has 10. She's halfway there. Maleficent had four things.
Four curses.
So certain things were very, it was very easy to track where other people were more nebulous how close they were.
The other villain, if you're curious, were Hook and the Queen of Hearts.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure they're saving some of the really big ones,
well,
like
Scar
or something like that for an expansion.
I don't know. Disney apparently fucking hates Scar. Like, they took his villain song out of the live-action Lion King, which is pissing the hell out of me.
What?
Be Prepared.
That made a lot of people mad.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, well, you know.
Is it because of the Nazi reference?
I mean,
it's the only thing I could think of, but you take it out.
I mean, it's one of the best villain songs.
But Nazis are in now, so I don't know why they take it out now.
Wait, well, the thing is, it paints Nazis in a bad light.
Smell this at least once.
And so now you
can't
be mean
to
Nazis. So
I don't smell.
I will say, villain-wise, tangential.
I'm sure it smells warm.
I love the first...
I don't want to try that.
Try to taste. No, it's maple whiskey.
I don't like
maple syrup.
She can't do whiskey.
You can do maple syrup.
It tastes like maple syrup. Take just a tiny sip.
I only did drink whiskey.
It doesn't have much of a burn. I love in the first Kingdom Hearts game when they have all the Disney villains.
I
like,
can still taste the burn.
They have like four or five Disney villains in a room arguing about who's
afterwards.
The biggest badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there's like Hook and there's Oogie Boogie and there's whoever. And they're like, I'm the toughest. And then Maleficent walks in the room and they all shut up.
Yeah, they're all just like, yep, nope, you.
Like, this was an argument the four of us were having about second place.
Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out so soon.
Oh, that's right.
That
yeah, Kingdom Hearts
3,
the 18th game in the series.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that's coming out soon.
No. If you play Kingdom Hearts 3, if you guys are going to get it, you better watch reviews. Because if you didn't play 2.5 and like the 17, there's literally, there are like literally 18 games between 2 and 3. So you have to like summary. You got to like probably watch it. Someone will put out a good 20-minute video of what happened between 2 and 3 in other side story games.
She didn't play 2 all the way through, but I did. All
right.
I was just thinking of a villain that you could play for the Disney villains. I mean, he's at the time, I don't think he was a Disney villain because it was Pixar. Pixar wasn't exactly Disney at the time.
They were not.
It would be Sid. Sid's from Toy Story.
Villain. Sid's not a villain.
Sid's a creative child. He's a creative child.
A happy child?
There is no real, he's creative. No real villain
he
in
made
Toy
cool
Story.
Shit.
He did.
He made really cool things.
Sid did not realize that the toys were sentient.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Sid's not a bad guy. He's just
a creative
That's my excuse
kid.
For women.
Or, okay, you could do the
They're
villain.
Not sentient, so you're not a bad guy.
You could do, what's his name, the fluffy teddy bear from Toy Story 3.
Which is
You could do
that. He is a villain.
He'd be a great villain.
You could do the pickaxe guy from Toy Story 2.
From two. Yeah.
Yeah. The mine.
Or the guy from 4. I don't know.
Yeah. You can do the bowler hat. She was a good villain.
The bowler hat.
In Meet the Robinsons.
I never saw that show.
It is an underappreciated film because it came out when Pixar was still not Disney and Disney was trying to make Pixar-style movies, and so they made Meet the Robinsons and everybody said, this isn't Pixar, it can go fuck itself, and it's actually a good movie.
It's also not Bolt either, and Bolt is fucking awesome too.
Bolt's all right. No, if you haven't seen Meet the Robinsons, you also...
I think I've seen Meet the Robinsons.
You specifically it would talk to as well because a big portion of it is about, you know...
I got brain child.
I got brain child?
I got brain of a child.
Oh,
because I like movies like that.
It does not have Hunter.
No, it isn't because you have the brain
Hunter
of a child.
Was doing his part to control all the deer because we killed all the predators. It's like I'm doing my part with the rabbits. Anyway,
Arya's doing her part with the rabbits.
Moving on, you know, an underappreciated Disney. No, I got to. You can do your thing.
Sure.
Is The Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah,
that is a surprisingly amazing movie.
It's a great movie that no one ever talks about because it doesn't have a princess in it, and it's got a great villain.
That's Yzma.
Yzma is a fan. Actually, the problem with that movie isn't that
Cusco
it's a bad
isn't
movie,
that good
it's
of a villain.
Cusco's better than both Yzma and the Emperor.
That movie's really good, and the movie
Cusco
with
is
the two.
The
movie,
no, not,
you're talking
Krunk.
About Krunk.
Krunk.
Yeah. That one's great, and the one that came out at the same time where they the two guys go in El Dorado.
Yeah,
that's
the Road
good.
To El Dorado.
I mean, that one's all right.
You
I don't like
it.
That one.
I forgot
as
I
much.
Had it.
But yeah, the Emperor's New Groove is surprisingly funny.
And then you don't.
It's like, but like Tango's. I think Tango's amazing too. That
Tangled is good. I don't like Tangled as much as Emperor's New Groove. But Tangled is good.
But I agree.
Tangled feels to me like an actual Disney film. Like Meet the Robinsons doesn't feel like a Disney film. It feels like a good DreamWorks one.
Sure, I mean, see that.
I mean, DreamWorks doesn't do really great films
what
most of the time.
What did they do? Shrek.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Did they do Shrek?
They did.
Yeah, DreamWorks is Shrek.
Because the whole point of Shrek was DreamWorks shitting on everything
because
Disney.
Because the guy that was like second in command at Disney couldn't do whatever he wanted to do and so went over there and did Shrek.
Can I share my question so you all have the mental image of how's the donkey impregnate the dragon? Does he like climb inside and just jerk off? And
a horse's member? And I assume a donkey is the same way.
Okay, but... It would literally have to be the size of the rest of him, unless that dragon has a tiny cloaca.
It might.
You don't know, man. It only takes a little bit.
But it has to get there.
There is magic in the world. I imagine they make either donkey bigger for a little while, or they make the dragon smaller
like
for a little while.
It's like if I had to come on that ceiling fan to get the house pregnant. Like, I don't care how big my dick is. It's tough to come on that ceiling fan.
Yeah, but you can maneuver.
Are we even in a contest
you
after
can Spider-Man that? Nathan, you could Spider-Man that.
Take that!
Anywho.
But no, I saw a thing, this comedian talking about casual Kingdom Hearts fans versus like diehard ones, like watching the trailer for the new one.
Yeah.
And the casual guy's like, oh, neat, Frozen's in this one. And then his roommate busts in his room and's like, Aqua got Norded! He's like, are those words? Aqua got Norded!
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Apparently it means something to Kingdom Hearts
Apparently
fans.
Apparently it's a thing.
I've played, I don't
two
know
Two is
either.
The last one I played. So
I played
know.
Two.
Aqua got Norded.
I played a few of the mini ones. Well, because so many systems had like, you know, little things come out. They continue the story and then they went crazy and some came out on certain systems.
Yeah.
I just want a game that's nothing but the gummy ship.
I do enjoy the gummy. I spent way too many hours designing gummy ships.
I put Aqua Got in Google and Aqua Got Norded, what does it mean was one of the autocompletes.
You didn't enjoy the gummy ship at all.
I didn't enjoy the gummy ship at all. And all you would do is you'd spend hours designing your gummy ship. And I'd fall asleep. And then you'd be like, you don't seem like you're enjoying yourself. Obviously not.
The main villain of the series is a guy named Zihanort. And a big part of his plan is to insert a piece of his soul into 12 people to make 13 different versions of himself. He needs this to perform a ritual that will give him ultimate power. Fans coined the term Norted to describe what happens when he possesses people. The latest trailer revealed that he has possessed yet another one of the heroes. Okay. So someone named Aqua has been turned into a Horcrux, essentially, by a guy named Nort. Aqua got Norded.
Norded. Man, when does 3 come out? Do I have time to go play back through 2? Do
January.
I have 8 months?
Well, they have, well, they have for the PS4. January. Well, it's actually January this time. But PS4 has a remix of 2, which has a couple of the other games on it.
I almost bought the remix of 2 on the PS4, and now I'm kind of... Oh,
well, Pikachu won't take us that long to get through. No. So after Pikachu, we'll do that.
TV, but...
Whatever.
Brian had never played one of the Pokemon games. Have you guys at least played a Pokemon game before, I assume? Never?
I can't believe that.
It's so fun. You own a Switch. You should just pick it up.
It's just basically, I was past that age point. Basically, right as Pokemon. Too.
They're extremely mediocre role-playing games. So if you like role-playing games, but you want one that's not actually any good.
It's a collection game.
You can get Pokemon.
It's a collection game with role-playing aspects.
Yeah, it's a collection
game. I already have that. It's called WoW.
Yeah, that's fair. But what sucked me into it is I came back from college, and my little brothers were like, hey, Jeremy, can you help us beat Pokemon? And then I played Pokemon an entire summer, and then I was hooked.
I hear great things.
They were stuck at the Snorlax. That's literally because that's where they were stuck. I remember.
You can hold like 10 Pokemon.
No, you couldn't.
Snorlax is like huge.
Like you get up to Snorlax. Everything
I love that video.
Dear God.
You didn't even
know that one.
Yeah.
What?
You see, it's one of like the first viral. It's like a 20-year-old internet viral video. Sure. This like Boston guy is showing the Pokemon movie to his roommate, and they're arguing, and they've got these thick, dumb Boston accents. He's like, "That's not Pikachu, that's Raichu," and he's like, "Get out of here, that ain't Raichu." It's fucking amazing. They talk about how ripped Snorlax is.
Yeah.
Snorlax is not ripped.
What are you talking about? He's holding like 10 Pokemons. He's ripped. Yeah, he's holding 10 Pokemon.
That's because the other 10 only weigh like 10 pounds altogether.
This is a dragon. There's no dragons in Pokemon.
It's not actually a dragon.
There actually is a dragon in the Pokemon movie.
Oh, in the movie, sure. Yeah.
Well, Gyarados is a dragon.
Gyarados is a dragon. That's true. But anyway,
but Dratini isn't? What the hell?
No, the Grimmauld Dratini
is. Dragonair,
is. The problem is that Charizard is not, which is literally like the classical dragon, and instead it's just fire flying. Anyway, I divest. Up to the point where you get to Snorlax, my brothers were like 6 or 7. Up to the point where you get to Snorlax, you can just kind of like hit forward on the button and then throw balls at things and you're fine. And you get to Snorlax and it's like, hey, you can't get past this point without you need like a flute or something to wake him up.
Yeah.
And when you're 6, and all so far, all you've had to do is hit the forward button and then throw balls at things, that's a level of RPG you can't handle. And so they just handed that to their brother and said, help. And then I played the rest of the game.
Welcome to our world in Castlevania 2.
Yeah.
Do you have Snorlax there?
It's called the wall.
There's a giant wall that you had to get to, but somewhere in some village super far away, there said kneel down in front of the wall.
No.
Or no.
That's what makes it so bad. No one ever even mentions kneeling down at the wall.
Oh, what? Yeah. What was the quote again?
Nothing. Like, I mean, somebody mentions the graveyard duck.
Yep.
And the graveyard duck may or may not be related.
When you get to the graveyard duck and something. But yeah, you have to kneel down in front of the wall while holding a crystal for 2 minutes. And then a tornado will come and take you to the next part of the game.
What?
This is in the middle.
Kids aren't going to figure that out. They're going to do it for a minute. They're going to do it for 30 seconds.
This
is the kind of hints that we got from townspeople in Castlevania 2.
Get a silk bag from the graveyard duck to live longer.
Yeah. So if you get a silk bag from the graveyard duck, you'll live longer. By the way, there's no graveyard, no duck, and no silk bag in the entirety of the game.
No. From the graveyard.
There's no period. There's no period.
Duck to live longer. I don't care. That's clear. Okay. Well, I think
if you're right, there is no graveyard and there is no silk bag.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I can explain the duck away. Give me time. The rest will come.
So yeah. So now there's a big thing about the graveyard duck.
You'll see.
But yeah, it's...
A sword of evil will appear when you strike the stake. No.
No.
No, none of that.
No, there's a ghostly version of Dracula in the second
Sometimes people make things and then they have plans and then the plans get canceled, but they just leave the things there.
Yeah. I think that somebody who didn't know Japanese got drunk and translated the game.
Well,
just based on what the symbols were shaped like. It's like, that looks like a duck.
That's actually probably not too far off. Oh my gosh.
Anywho. What else is
And there? That's Andy.
And that's Andy.
Yeah, I'm Andy. And I'm welcome to Crippled System, episode 256.
The one person they recognize.
I play Gilball.
They should recognize
Nathan. Actually, Nathan's still regular, yeah. That's fair.
He's here. He's right. He's regular. He's regular. He poops all the time.
You're very irregular. Brian poops like once a week at most.
You poop four times a day.
Yeah.
I'll take the one bloody stool a week versus the nonstop shitting.
Every time you eat or even look at food, you have to go poo. I don't understand what's going on with you.
It's probably something I should see a doctor about.
The dialogue is just so bad in
the
game.
What a horrible night to have a curse. Now, that's a famous line from that game, though.
Yeah. Also, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah. It was just also really annoying because you're traveling. You're like, I'm on a half a health. I can make it through here. I can make it to town. That fucking thing would pop up right before you enter town, and then the whole town would be full of zombies.
Yeah. You don't sign up for Adepticon because you just like wander around, get in for free.
Sign up for Adepticon, unfortunately, I signed up 20 minutes after Nathan did.
So, I didn't sign up.
but it was really smooth.
Nani Clitty and Nick's got a good one, though. That's a good hint from the original Final Fantasy. Teclis B Hissup.
What?
It's push B select, and that's how you get the world map in the original Final Fantasy, is holding B and hitting select. And it just says push B select backwards.
I had a call Nintendo help guide, because there was no internet, so you had to call the Nintendo helpline. I had a question for like a Dragon Warrior, like one game. I had to call the, so I had to call, I'm like, I don't know how to get in this thing. And he's like, give me a minute. Like, obviously, I had a bunch of guys in front of me, so you just went to the guys.
Did
like,
any of you ever play Police Quest?
No. Yeah.
No.
So you had to walk around the car.
Yeah, so anyway, I was playing Police Quest, and Police Quest had no instructions at all, basically. It was basically like, just figure it out, you'll be fine. And we got stuck. My dad and I playing it together got stuck. So we called up his brother, who was a former police officer. And we read him what was on the screen. And we were like, what do we do now? And he's like, I would probably do this. We typed it in, and it got us past the area. And it was like, this is amazing. We're going to call you every time we play this game.
He's like, great.
Yeah, I'm sure Uncle Kevin really appreciates it.
But that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
So here are the two hints in the entirety of Castlevania 2 that mention what you're supposed to do. You have to get the red crystal. And then you have to kneel down when you get to this wall and wait, okay? So the two things that you have are...
Ducking is waiting, by the way. Ducking is kneeling.
But it's a graveyard duck.
Sure. That's not related to that. That's an unrelated thing. So the wind waits if you carry a red crystal... I'm sorry, no, I lied. Wait for a soul with a red crystal on Deborah Cliff.
Okay.
So... Sure. The other clue is hit Deborah Cliff with your head to make a hole. That's how you know you're supposed to kneel, is because you're hitting it with your head to make a hole.
That one's a little bit of a stretch.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Adepticon. I got lucky because I don't check my email a lot on the weekends, and I saw an email this like at 8 in the morning saying, Adepticon signed up today. I'm like, holy crap, I should look at the website and figure it out. Sure. Then I went and did a bunch of stuff. I go, I look at the clock. It was exactly 1 o'clock. I was like, sweet Jesus. I jump on the website. I got in, signed up for my two events because I'm doing two follow things. Got my badge, got the swag bag, and got out. And I messaged John like a second later saying, are you winning? He's like, no, I'm stuck in queue. And everything, half stuff you want to do got sold out. He was just minutes after me. Every big giant, all those cons are the same way.
Yeah. But fuck them.
I think the swag bag lasted like a half an hour or something.
The VIG, though, that one is still random to everybody who signed up within the first 6 hours.
I just don't know
which includes that super swag bag.
I just don't understand. No, the VIG, it does not include the swag bag.
What?
There was a special thing about the VIG I thought not included.
It does.
Oh.
If
you pay for it.
If you pay, you still pay.
So the VIG, the lottery isn't to be a VIG. The lottery is to get the right to pay to be a VIG. And if you choose to do so, then you get a swag bag also.
I don't get what the big thing would have. I mean, it's access to the store, which is nice. But I guess I just don't
get the second swag bag also.
You get more stuff for that too. Like last year, they gave away a couple more big games for.
I didn't join for that. I just did the two fall things and got the swag bag.
I will say though, the registration went smoother than it did last year.
It was super smooth for me because everything was gone.
Yeah. That's why Gen Con, I just stopped. I love Origins.
Are you going to help me this
year?
Apparently not.
That's for me.
I never got an email or anything.
That's why you got the email.
I never got an email. What do you mean that's why I got the email? I got no email.
Oh, you didn't get an email.
Didn't get an email.
Oh, sorry.
So yeah, I get to go to that. I'm literally doing like 2 hours of things one day and 4 hours of things.
I'm not signing up for any events, but I'm hoping. So I don't have a lot of vacation for next year.
You're going to be there on the weekend.
But I'm hoping to go after work Thursday, call it sick Friday, and hopefully nobody from my work listens to this podcast. I don't know why they would. And
nobody listens to this podcast.
Non-Euclidean Nick and Arctic Circle.
Years.
So anyway, so and like drive up Thursday night and then stay Thursday night, Friday night. And then I don't know if I'll stay Saturday night or not. I'll probably play that by ear, but
yeah, my one Fallout event's on Sunday, so I gotta stay. It's a Sunday morning, so I'll it's like 10 to 2, so it's not a big deal.
Is it a narrative thing, or is it
the things I'm doing on there's an event going like Monday through Saturday that's narrative. The Saturday thing is they have a battle mode, so it's there. The Fallout game is nice because you have you can do it versus people or versus the AI, and then you have like battle mode, settlement mode, and narrative mode. And the Sunday event is just a classic battle mode where you are limited to certain items and certain. You can take any character and item, but it eliminates like all the random deck stuff. There's no like creature deck or danger deck.
So it's just more of a battle.
It's more of a streamlined battle without the flip. To me, the fun part about playing a game of Fallout is there's a lot of flavor and a lot of random events. But if you're going to do something competitive, some of that could negate people. So they have this battle mode where it's just points and lists, and you fight it out that way.
I tried it. It was a cool game. I played against JR. I played as not the Super Mutants. I played as the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
But he blew up my power armor on like turn 2 because it turns out there's still effectively a 20 that's a crit on the die, and JR just can't roll anything else on that die. He just rolled the crit for 4 rounds straight. And I was like,
And Power Armor has great armor.
Great armor.
Because you just happen to roll terrible on your
armor. He kept rolling
crits like crazy, and you kept rolling the worst result on the armor roll.
Yeah, I don't think it was a fault of the game. It was just bad luck for me. Yeah. But
well, then I played Friday night Deep Madness with Jim and Andy. And then that game went bad just based on just random, just terrible bad luck.
We were doing good.
I'm going to have to buy Diablo a 9th time.
Why?
Because I'll have to have it on my Switch.
Will you?
So yeah.
To play.
Will so you can play locally with your wife.
You had how much? 620 left? You
haven't hit 1,000.
No. This one was 380, which lives 620, and then there's the other 7 times I bought the game.
Yeah, that didn't count.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you'll never visit those
games. I have bought Borderlands 2 5 times.
I have spent $800 buying Diablo 3.
I think I bought Resident Evil 4 3 times and Borderlands 2.
I can't see. Sit back.
Borderlands 2 5 times, I think, and Resident Evil 4 3 times. That's the most I've bought a game.
I need to rebuy the one where you keep a little girl alive the whole game on PlayStation 4 so I can beat it.
That was boring to watch.
What? Last of Us?
Last of Us.
Oh, that game sucks.
What?
This game's so bad.
I love that game so much. And
he's
something
trying
else,
to my rile me up.
And I
watch me rile him up by
punching him in the face.
My phone.
Yeah, Hungerford that thing.
Do it. No, Hungerford already Hungerforded it. And I can't take that case off because it's holding it together because it's all cracked on the back. Because it turns out they make phones like entirely out of glass now, like even the back.
Yeah. You should play Last of Us. There's a remastered version.
Remastered version good?
Yeah.
The first version was good.
Nathan couldn't handle stealth in a room.
Oh, well.
I can handle stealth fine. I couldn't handle that if there's if I'm sneaking up on something and it turns and sees me with the corner of its eye and I kill it immediately, everything aggroes across the entire map because it's psychically connected, apparently. And then no matter where you go, they all know where you are.
Technically speaking, each area has a limited number of monsters, and you do trigger all the monsters in an area. But
why?
If you're in a cave, there's usually multiple sections. You don't trigger all the sections just to check the things linked. Also, and this is the point I use, the part you got stuck on, he beat. And if he can get by,
I beat
you
on
can,
the hardest difficulty.
And you couldn't get by it, so obviously it's a you problem, not a him. Because if Jeremy can do it, it's not
how
that hard.
How hard could it be?
I feel like we've had this conversation
we have.
Before.
Also, we have.
Okay. You know the first time you have the like dungeon area where the moats are everywhere and you have to set up a bomb to like suck all the enemies away so you can sneak out?
Sure.
It's like pretty early in the game. I was talking to my brothers about this game last time I visited, and he literally looks at me and goes, "You can blow up a bomb in that area?" He killed every single motherfucking zombie. There had to be 40 zombies. It's early in the game.
It was Josh.
He killed every zombie to fight his way through this area that you're just supposed to beat with a simple set off a bomb. They all run to it. You go away. You win. And he fought and killed every zombie instead. I was like, I don't think you understand how this game works.
That's player choice. That sounds like how I would do it.
Yeah.
Beat my head through that thing.
You and the grenade demo in Uncharted 2 or 3 or whatever. Jesus, that was magical watching that.
Although you had problems with you never played the rest of Uncharted because you guys stuck on Uncharted 1, right?
Yeah, Uncharted 1 sucks, and apparently everyone after that's super good, but I wanted to play the whole series.
Uncharted 1 is the weakest of them. It still wouldn't suck. It's just your tolerance is so weird. You'll play shitty games for so long, but you play a good game with one light problem. It's the Nathan. There's one bad thing.
There's
so
an enemy
up
there.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
And I hit use cover.
Yeah.
he plasters himself against that wall and gets shot to death.
What you don't do a lot in the first one is use cover sometimes.
It's bad. Well, it's bad when that's how the game fucking operates.
You can fight out of cover quite a bit. No one is going to disagree that the cover system in the first Uncharted has some flaws. Uncharted 2 through 4 are so good.
That grenade system's fucking broken.
To not
broken.
Play
it 2 sucks.
Through 4. I only played 2, 3. Eventually went back someday, played 1, struggled through it, beat it. And then I played 4 when it came out.
I really like the trailer for 4 when he's like diving for the gold coin and the camera like spins around. That's a really cool trailer. It's one of my favorite trailers of any form, any media.
But yeah, Uncharted 2, 3, and 4. Like, you've never played 3 and 4, which also baffles my mind. They're just like such
a
good game.
I started 3 and then I just never finished it.
I guess I'm too obsessive when I like something that's good. I have to complete it out. I don't, like, my brain doesn't understand not finishing it out.
I've lived with frustration for the last, 3 years because I never finished Last of Us.
Yeah.
Brian says I got probably 75-80% of the way through. And then just, I don't remember what happened, but...
I mean, I have had times in life where you get far in something and there's something just distracts
you. I'm angry
you.
About it.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
But now I'm never going to rehook up my PlayStation 3 to play The Last of Us.
So play the PlayStation 4 version.
There's a very cheap...
Who would buy the same game more than once?
The remastered version...
I bought Last of Us twice and I don't even like it.
The remastered version of PS4 is so cheap. It's an older game. Okay, you can get it for like $20.
I think it was legit free.
It was free one of the months, too.
That's ridiculous amount of money.
Missed that.
Yeah, I think I have it on my...
Yeah.
Speaking of games being free on PlayStation, I want a pro tip here. Another pseudo recommendation. So this month you go on your PlayStation Plus and, you know, it's like, here's your free thing and here's Uncharted. Or not Uncharted, excuse me. Here's Yakuza. It's one of the free games. Yep. There's some other game. The pro tip is there's more free games. They only show you 2 of them, but if you go down, there's like 3 more free games.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it'll be stuff that's like on the 3 and the 4 and stuff like that. One of those hidden... So A, always check every month if you didn't know there's free ones there. Number 2, one of the ones this month is a game called Roundabout, and it's amazing, and you should download Roundabout.
I will say the 2 that they show you are usually more of your classic hits that are free.
Yeah.
And the other 2 are normally like indies that are free. So it's like, here are some $50 games that are free, and here are some $10 games that are free. So I get that's why I hide them.
Yep.
And
I'm just saying, be aware that they're there.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah. I mean, I always log into my PS3 at least to check out what's free that month, too. Because they don't show that on the PS4. Games that are free on
but
the
I
PS3.
Would never. I don't care what came on the PS3. It's like I could never play.
Non-Euclidean brings up a point. He keeps buying Final Fantasy 1. I kind of want to go back and replay like Final Fantasy like 1 through 5.
I was thinking about doing all the Final Fantasy games, like streaming. Like,
here's
all
the
of
problem
them.
That will happen is you're gonna play it and you're gonna realize the interface is so
the
goddamn
interface for
archaic.
1 was terrible. I knew the interface for 1 was bad the first time I played it.
But no, but bad. I said before. I used to think that the graphics of old games bugged me. I am actually over. It's the difficulty to do basic things and then to repeat something that takes so long.
Fun thing you might have forgotten about Final Fantasy 1. If like we're the party and Andy attacks a goblin and Brian attacks a goblin and there's like 4 goblins, okay? Yeah. And Andy and then Brian. And then Andy kills it. Brian just wastes his attack.
Yep.
Every other Final Fantasy, he would redject it onto another enemy. No, in 1, you have to decide whether you think that the thing will survive the second hit or not.
Yeah.
That's called strategy. Also, sure. I thought we played one of the Final Fantasies.
We did. We played Final Fantasy. Like,
there's a lot of words. You guys are like X. She didn't like the Dragonware game because you had to read. Yeah. It'd be the same thing with the old Final Fantasy games.
Would probably be better than the one that I had to read.
What? How would it be better?
It looked awful. I don't know. It wasn't just the reading.
She was not impressed by the Dragonware game.
I haven't tried it out. Amazing reviews. And I know it's a lot of reading, but it's going to be better than
it. It wasn't just the reading. I don't know. There was something about it. It just didn't rub me the right way. It was not as good.
It was something that we've talked about on the podcast before is when I tried playing Final Fantasy IX. Like, I hear that Final Fantasy IX is amazing.
It's amazing.
I tried loading it up on the PS1. This is after PS3 and everything has been out. And started playing it. And, you know, it took like a good 30 seconds after every single random battle to load up the fucking battle.
The current version is instant.
10 seconds of battle.
They have just all the Final
30
Fantasies
seconds of
for PS4,
lineup.
Right?
Not all of them yet, but most of them. And the new version of 9, and I mentioned this because I downloaded it and I played through 80% of the game that way. And then I found in the settings menu, there's a button you turn on where the intro and exit, they just cut it off. So when the battle starts, you just instantly start.
Which would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you that's the thing. So now you should get 9, the new version.
I own it.
Yeah,
I think or maybe
go into
you
that
bought
setting
it for me.
And adjust that, and then you're great.
Either you bought it for me or
exactly.
I own it.
Beat, let's go. Eevee.
The first Nier game does indeed have a text adventure in it.
I thought we were gonna do.
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
3 won't be out till January. I guess I could pick up 2. I could pick up the remaster for 2 for the PS4.
You can hope that it's going to be out in January.
It will be out in January.
The Nier games are so good. I love that the Nier has literally a text adventure game in the middle of the middle giant action RPG.
I played about 2 hours. That's you guys got the Dragon Warrior game and bailed on it. We that did. Was radio. I got about 2 hours into the new Nier game and I bailed on it about 2 hours. It's like, nope. I could tell there was a cool story there, but the game itself was just. I was like, nope.
How many times did you beat it?
Exactly. Well, there's that. Not even that.
That's a legit thing.
Yeah.
The Nier games you have to beat several times, and each time you play through them, they're slightly different. Like you'll play as a different character, or the events will like be slightly different, and there'll be gimmicks, and then the game will do stuff like to get different endings, you have to do different things. The first Nier, to get one of the endings, you had to agree to have it delete all of your save files. It's like, you want to see this ending? That's fine. I'm erasing all of your save data afterwards.
What?
Yeah. And it deletes all your Nier save data.
Yeah.
Nier Automata has the same thing for one of the endings. So one of the bosses is almost impossible to beat.
Sure.
Just pure fucking bullet hell. Just ridiculous. Beyond anything you've ever played in any video game. But you can help other players. And the way you do so is when you get... If you beat that boss... And someone will have helped you to do so. The game says, okay, are you willing to help somebody else? And you're like, sure, I'll help somebody else. And if you agree, your character goes and goes into the servers and helps other people fight that end boss. And in exchange, it erases all of your save data for Nier Automata. That is your sacrifice. You are killing yourself to help other people.
Jeez.
That's the kind of shit they do in the Nier games. It's really cool.
And that's not even, that's all cool. I'm just talking about the actual gameplay wasn't enjoyable. I enjoy the story and the concept and some of that's really cool, but when the actual playing of the game.
Yeah.
I'm probably wrong. I'm probably
it's a good playstyle. If you don't like the gameplay,
it's like you're wrong about Last of Us has this amazing story, but you can't get to the story because you don't like some of the mechanics.
Wrong both times. You're wrong about that.
I swear to God, I have to murder you and our viewers.
Brian, you be nice.
I'm just jealous because we're all sister wives. But also, this would happen to Jeremy.
We offered it to you, and you said no.
I keep seeing a penis in that box, not a saurus, bugging me.
That's a tentacle, Brian. If your penis looks like that, it's purple and has suckers. That's
you have a different problem.
That's not normal.
The main character in Nier Automata has like a short skirt because it's anime Robo Girl.
Sure.
And if you look up it with the camera, you get a trophy that calls you a pervert, and everybody can see that you're a dirty pervert who manipulated the camera to look up her skirt.
That's amazing.
That's I don't have that achievement. I almost feel bad.
That's weird.
I probably got it accidentally going up a ladder. And the creator of the game, they're like, is it like some deep commentary? You know, they do this. Like, nah, I just like hot chicks in short skirts, so I wanted to be able to masturbate to her. Put her in the game. Like, he's very open about
it. The thing about that game is if you like to dodge a lot, that is your game.
Because the Dead Souls.
You have to.
It's like Dead Souls with robots with guns.
Yep. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I've never played the
probably
Dead Souls
not
games
as difficult for me
because
here,
that would make me not.
Nier Automata gets really difficult sometimes. Yeah.
But I don't like games that are difficult for the sake of being difficult. I don't think it's clever. I know there's a niche for that. If people play Dark, like people enjoy Dark, like man, I only took me 3 hours to beat that boss. I'm like, yeah, no, I have a life and things to do.
Dark Souls does a good job where they're difficult because I mean, I don't know how to phrase it right. Like Dead Souls games aren't, not Dead Souls, excuse me, Dark Souls games actually aren't hard once you know the patterns and the placements of the enemies.
It's learning the pattern. Yeah.
It's learning the pattern and placement. Yeah. And so that's when people say they're tough but fair. Once you know the pattern of every boss except the Crawl and Chaos, because the Crawl and Chaos is fucking terribly designed, but not counting Crawl and Chaos, or Bed of Chaos rather, not counting Bed of Chaos, all of them, once you know their patterns, are actually pretty easy. It's getting to that point.
But it's a lot of dying and losing. Yes. And I'm just like, there's too much.
They usually have like three phases. There's just too much. The first phase and then the second phase kills.
There's just too much in life to worry about. There's too many other good games that I don't need to worry about patterns of things.
Right. But the point is, like, it's not like the Kaizo Mario games where you have to have like a pixel perfect jump that you'll fail 99% of the time.
Yeah,
so there's
that's
one
worse.
It's not Super Meat Boy difficult.
Yeah.
It just depends what kind of game style you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. It
does. But they're different, is all I'm saying. There's two different versions of being hard. And one is like that Twitch pixel perfect gameplay, and
lots
one is
of
the
different versions of being
well,
hard.
Well, it's let's talk about the
they're all in those two.
What I think is honestly like
or there's just being Last of Us where you suck. Yeah, that's a third way your game can be hard.
I remember that room because that room is the skill check in the game. Like, after that, it's like, oh, okay, you understand the game, you can play it now. Like, you do everything up to that room, and it's like, basic intro, basic intro, basic intro. Here's a bunch of enemies. If you fuck up at all, you're dead. Peace. And, like, I remember that room still. I beat most of the game, and I remember the room you're talking about. And I probably died there 50 times on the hardest difficulty. And I don't know why that skill check room needs to be there.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. It just doesn't.
And I died there like 49 times, and then I did beat it. And then, I was so frustrated from that. Like, I got to the next room, and I was like, I just don't wanna.
Yeah. And I still wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if you beat the second room, if it would have realized like, oh, I guess that wasn't that bad, and then. You know,
well, once you beat it, now you beat it.
Things start to flow. Like, well, you start to beat a lot of
maybe
it.
Maybe it wanted to weed out all the people who are going to bomb the reviews. And so people are like, well, you didn't even get past that room.
Yeah, your review doesn't matter.
I remember going into the last part of the game where you go into the last area, there's clickers. I remember just like walking through that area like a goddamn. Like, I remember it wasn't even. I was like, you know what, screw it. I'm just because like, you play it so much now.
You've got like 50 shifts, so you're just like, fuck it, bring it,
clickers. Yeah, now you're just like, whatever. And it feels so good to walk through the final. And you know they're bringing out every trick, every kind of a mutated one there was, and you just like it was so cathartic to just slaughter them all through the last cavern.
Yeah.
Katie, with what you're saying though is you're saying on the PS4 review thing that it was if you didn't make it past this point, your review didn't go.
Correct.
Well, to make sure. Yeah, the official review thing won't say that, but people reading the view will be like, you don't even know. You didn't even get past the third part.
Yeah. I do like the reviews. I have the thing where at least people have to own a game to like get credit for whatever. Certain reviews get skewed by own, not own, which is nice.
That's a nice full circle we brought here.
Yeah.
Back to review bombing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's because we're a professional podcast.
In 6 years of spoken much differently.
Yeah, I would agree.
You don't look at the past again. Just look at this current example.
Look at right now. Well, I want to go home and play Let's Go Eevee. So should we do like some recommendations?
Yeah,
I didn't actually
see any Zappity Grumbles.
Oh no, so. Okay.
Did you tweet or anything that we were recording?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yep. So the thing is, though, instead of tweeting the day before, I tweeted last night at about 2 a.m.
Was your tweet as cryptic as your message to Dave?
To Dave.
Poor Dave.
Oh, poor Dave.
Well, I can see why Andy thought that was clear, and I can see why Dave didn't think it was clear. It's a very mixed bag.
Saw a rabbit, saw a duck, right?
Like, yeah. I also didn't go down to Pegasus dress? On Wednesday, so I didn't clear it up.
Right, because you weren't there to talk in person. Well, I get that.
Dan knew already. Dan was happy about not coming.
Is it Dan Wasmer that's the other guy that comes with you guys?
Yeah.
I once asked him if I could call him Skittles, and he told me no.
So,
I call him Dan.
Random thing. In 2 weeks, Skittles, we're calling him Skittles now, has 2 weeks of freedom. His wife's out of town with a kid for a couple weeks. So I told him we're going to set up multiple board game nights during the time frame.
By the way, I don't have any of Dan's contact information, but you should let him know that I have a party on December 8th. That he's
you guys all got
to.
That, right? Because I don't know how much my Facebook has people.
Yeah.
Yes, no, December 8th.
Your dog's having a party.
Because you made a new Malcolm Shea. Malcolm Shea. Are you friends with Malcolm Shea?
That's who that is?
That's awesome. Yeah,
I know.
Benghazi got shut down because of some friend of Brian's.
I had to remove Benghazi from the Crippled System podcast thing because he had admin access.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, well, it's not my account anymore, sadly.
It got shut down because it was flagged.
It was flagged as not a real name. They said if I would send in a driver's license showing my name is Benghazi, they'd reactivate.
I could have photoshopped that.
I was like, I was really tempted, and I was like, ah, screw it.
It's a coincidence, I'm named Benghazi.
Yeah,
so now we have 16 friends, or something very similar, as our dog.
Wow, you got more friends with the second one?
We got more friends. Our dog's very popular.
When I went to Origins, it was like, why I recreated the account so that I could message Keith and Jen Hooks about Origins, and every time Keith responds to me, he's like, Malcolm, who's a good boy? Are you coming to Origins? Every time.
Sounds about right.
And then we kept the account because it's really helpful for organizing events.
It is helpful for organizing events.
Events and groups, the group things I'm in for various follow group, the events and the chat. Like if I could just have an app that removed the actual Facebook part of it, I could just use the apps and the events and the chat.
I tagged Brian in a thing, like the Weird Al's coming to Madison next year. Sure. I tagged Brian in that. All I did was post it and just say Brian Geezy.
Yes.
I didn't even type anything else. I just tagged him. And then an hour later, he messages me and is like, hey, did you see that Weird Al's coming to town next year?
You think, first of all I get from Fate, you know how much you post?
That's true.
But I don't tag you in all of it.
No, but you're a depression-ridden life. Yeah. All I see on Facebook is Nathan posted 7 times yesterday tagging all these random people. I give you 10 minutes a day at a certain time for your Facebook post. Otherwise, I let him accrue and go, okay, what's happening in Nathan land? If I see no posts from Nathan, I'm like, well.
I don't read it because it terrifies me.
I really like Instagram. When I log into Facebook, it's either look at an event or I don't. And but I love Instagram because it's baking, yeah. It's babies, and it's puppies, and that is it. And kitties. I'm sorry, they're also kitties.
No, which is cool. Like I said, I like
that. That is all that Instagram has. It's fantastic.
And Snapchat's just trading nudes.
That's true.
So I wouldn't know.
Friday reminded me why having friends is annoying. Because so I'm only getting one I'm buying the Weird Al tickets, and sure. I think that spending $290 for Weird Al tickets is an acceptable price, but I have to buy 7 tickets, and I'm like, and I was in charge of buying 7? Tickets.
Because there's 7 people.
A, yeah. And also buying tickets for them. In the future, I think I'm just going to go with like 1 or 2 people, and yeah. The rest can... Because when you see a show, you're not like having a conversation with a person.
No, you're
like,
not.
Who is next to me when I'm watching something is irrelevant. Yeah. I can go to shows alone. My experience sitting doesn't change... Talking about it after the people who are there are cool, but during the event, this is irrelevant to me.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's very important. I need to be in the middle of everybody that I know.
Yeah, see, I don't care. They're there, great. They're not there, great. My same appearance. So I'm like, and plus when you buy 7 tickets, for a thing that sells out, you have to like you have to be fast. Like, So I'm in there the first minute, and I get 7 pretty good tickets. I'm like... Man, I didn't actually. And it was my fault for not telling everyone ahead of time. Enough. Well, I'm buying the $300 tickets. And then I realized, well, people probably don't want to pay $300 tickets. They probably think they're going to be like $100.
Sure.
So then I'm like, well, if I spend like $2,000 on 7 tickets, and someone's like, oh, I don't want to pay $300 tickets, and I'd have to murder them. I'm like, I'll just buy the 9. So I just buy the $100 tickets, and it's fine. But I'm like, man, I was still tempted to buy 6 tickets there. I almost bought 1 for me in the front row. I was so close. I'm like, screw those guys. I'm just going to come early and do all this stuff.
In the future, if you do that, that's completely fair.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that. I wouldn't expect you to pay flat up front $300 a ticket for 7 people. Yeah. I mean, that's $2,100.
Yeah, it adds up.
The next time.
I can't do math.
You should buy $200-$300.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. Mary texted me that, and it's just a callback to a conversation we had like yesterday.
Nice.
But yeah, I figured some people would want to do it. I just didn't know who would or wouldn't. Yeah. And I didn't even know Raylene was. I thought Raylene was going to go.
I thought she was too, which so I'm like, get 2 tickets. And then so you bought the tickets, and I go to Raylene. I'm like, hey, yeah, so Weird Al's in town next year. And she said, yeah, well, you have fun with that. And then I text Brian. I'm like, did you already buy 2 tickets?
Did she not come with us to Milwaukee?
She did. And she was like, yeah, it was okay.
All right. And you're still married? I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm...
The problem with live shows is that there's like a lot of people around, and, sure. And she doesn't like people.
I mean, I agree. It's just there was
that's fine because I instantly turned to my buddy and said, "Do you want her ticket?" And he said, "Yes." So there were no issues there.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah. So yeah, I just So next time, well, okay, I'm a little worried, and I'm just to me it'll be cool because I mean I've seen them. Whenever I think about how many times I've seen them, it's either 8 or 9. I just can't. I always like either forget or remember this show, but. Having an actual orchestra there on top of it all should be an interesting...
Especially after this last one was exactly the opposite. Yeah. You know, there's an acoustic 4-man band, and now there's a full orchestra. Like, he's slingshotting the opposite extreme.
Mm-hmm. Well, acoustic isn't the opposite of orchestra. It's the opposite of electric.
Well, he...
Right? Damn, Nathan!
Well, in your place!
But he's speaking with simplicity versus complexity. Yeah.
He's also
not how you presented it, but that's fine.
Well, last year was him not doing outfits, him not... jumping around the screen. It was him just sitting where normally he's bouncing around, changing outfits. There's a big screen going on. There's other stuff. This was just, so he's going back to the whole nonsense.
Katie, what's the opposite of a duck?
A goose.
That's the opposite of a duck?
Yep.
Like, they're both birds. They're both waterfowl.
One's
nice,
one's mean.
We all live in
the garden. One's small, one's big.
You call somebody a goose, that person chases you around the circle.
That's true, man.
Yeah.
No, you call him a gray duck.
No, it's duck goose. No. And then they chase you around the circle.
Played in Minnesota. No. In Minnesota, it's called duck, duck, gray duck.
Is anyone here from Minnesota?
No.
Because you go to people and you say like red duck, blue duck, yellow duck,
Jeremy's from the
gray
East
duck,
Coast.
And then the gray duck chases
the West Coast and the East Coast.
I shit you not.
Okay, that's
Jeremy
fair,
knows
but
what
we're
talking about.
Of course.
I don't understand this game you're talking about.
Duck, duck, goose. We could play it here, but there's shit right there.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
Duck, duck, gray duck.
I don't run, man.
Let's play Red Rover.
It would literally be duck, duck. Goose.
I just throw this
ambulance.
At the person.
Duck, duck, goose.
We can do Red Rover.
No, duck, duck, goose, ambulance.
What? Right now?
I mean, not right now.
We'll pair off. And then the third person just goes.
No, you have to wait till it's spring and muddy. You can't do it in the winter.
In
that's
the
ridiculous.
Mud?
Do it in the cold. Do it in the snow?
Oh, geez.
Come on.
No, I hate snow. It's the worst thing in the world.
But you got extra padding on.
Do you know what it's good for? It's for hot chocolate when you're inside.
And also for playing in. You make snow angels. You build a snowman. Awful. You it's sled cold, and ski. You ice
hurts,
fish.
It hits
you
your
throw
skin,
it at your wife.
Your skin turns bright red.
Yeah.
It's so there's a guy who's going to have to drive super long to work in snowstorms and be like, I guess I'm not coming into work today.
No, I'll make it. Snow's great.
Just leave six hours early.
Later. Yeah.
I'll just have a 2-hour commute. It's worth it for snow. Snow's way better than sand.
Okay, well, we're not competing. We're not. We're.
I those are my choices. I have to be. I have to live in
so
sand or snow.
So what's the opposite of a duck? Because I'm correct, but let's see your answer.
I would have to have something that's the opposite in as many ways as possible. So it would have to be inorganic. Right? Because a duck's a living creature.
So a microphone?
Okay. So a mallard?
They play baseball. Ducks don't.
Yeah.
Ducks play hockey.
I've been to Madison Mallard's games. I'm not sure what they do. It's qualified as playing baseball.
Ba-boom.
Nadoosh. You got the duck blind, though, where you go blind because you get infinite alcohol.
You do get infinite alcohol.
Is that your recommendation?
The duck blind? Sure. I'm looking forward to my company party because they're renting out the Alliant Energy Center, and it's just free booze and alcohol and, free hotel rooms and Ubers.
Did you need a date?
I have one.
Riley's got to work.
Riley's almost definitely working, let's be honest.
Your company's Exact, right? Yeah. There's another company. Yeah. There's another company that's named similar. A lot of people in my company have been leaving to go there. Kind of funny because someone was like talking about getting a job. Like, you're not
a
going.
A ton of people left Epic for Exact, and then Exact made a deal with Epic, and now they want to hire Epic employees. Wah wah.
Well,
they did. They did hire a bunch of Epic people because a bunch of Epic people were like posting about it on the anonymous chat.
This is boring. Nobody likes this. Let's talk about something else.
What's your recommendation?
Huh? My recommendation.
We are.
Yeah.
I recommend Let's Go Eevee.
I recommend Between Fuma.
You recommend your cat.
Someone should come and steal your cat. Is how you're recommending?
They can try.
If they have any kind of food, she'll leave immediately with you.
Yeah, it's not hard. Just offer food. She's in.
I have food at my house, though.
Or just standing in front yard and
just
show it to her.
Fuma! She will come running.
Just keep showing her food. She'll never leave wherever you take her.
That's true.
She also comes if you whistle. It's really not hard to steal
whistle.
My cat.
No, it's not.
What?
I can't whistle. I mean, not well. I can whistle a little.
I can try to whistle it. And then I spit.
That's not through your lips, though. That's through your tongue
through your
and your teeth.
That's how you whistle, is through your tongue and your teeth.
No,
it's not.
Through your lips.
People who whistle with their teeth can do it really loud.
You just blow through your lips.
So there's nice audio of just people blowing directly into the mic.
Are you?
You're welcome.
Whistle, your lips just, you blow through them. Because your lips are. I can just go. Is that kind of whistling?
No.
That's a whale noise.
You're using your tongue.
What?
In your teeth. You gotta be. That's not just lips.
It's lips.
No.
It's lips.
No.
Yeah.
You're liars.
Well, yeah, you gotta use your tongue.
Ha ha!
But that's what makes this. That's what makes the different tones.
That's the tones, not what makes it a whistle.
See, I use my tongue because it changes its position.
So, here, Nathan, here's proof of that. I'm breathing inwards.
Yeah, through your tongue.
No.
I mean, it's gonna go through the lips first, you dingbat.
Well, sure. I wasn't using my tongue and then it's shooting out my ears. It comes out of your mouth, ergo your lips are involved. But
it doesn't go through your teeth, and my teeth are pulled back away, so it's your lips and tongue.
They're not. Your teeth are involved also.
You're making a face not unlike when Brian tried a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for the first time.
Your lips are your teeth are involved also.
Are they?
They are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, weirdo.
I don't think for mine it isn't. My
Andy
teeth
says no teeth. Not at all.
Yeah, I don't think teeth are part of it.
You're liars. You can't whistle with just your lips.
That's why you can only make a soft sound. Otherwise, you gotta do, like, that's why people do this. It's just not because...
I can do the thing with the blade of grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you make a loud... That can make a loud whistle.
Yeah.
It's very close to how you do it with your lips.
Yeah.
No. My brother couldn't roll his eyes, so he would just randomly dart his eyes in orthogonal directions because he couldn't do the circle, so it would just be left, down, upright, left, down. This is a random eye twitching. It was amazing. Or like if you're like, come on, just roll your eyes. He would just kind of just like stare forward and rotate his head.
Oh my god. That's great.
Believable at Hoffman.
Yeah.
That's believable.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh. So learn something right. new.
So, what's so you recommend whistling?
Between the two castles of the Mad King.
Oh, that is an amazing
that
game.
That is fun.
If you like Between Two Cities
and you like Castle of the Mad King, you're gonna
like Castle of the Mad King. You're gonna, I think you could like if you like either one, you'll like it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know because I never played In Between Two Cities, but I played Castles. I don't know that they're that similar because there's less stuff going on.
There's still a lot
between
going
between
on.
Two Cities. It's just square tiles.
It's a simpler.
My guess is this: you do Mad King style.
It's still square tiles, but they have all the room types of Mad King.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
It's really if you've played Between Two Cities and never played it's if you never played Mad King and played Between Two Cities, it'd be the same thing with just like a lot more rules going on. Like it's like an
and
advance
if
for
because
Between
never
Two play, Cities
if you played Mad King and not the other way, then there's fewer rules.
Correct.
But it's still really fun. I would highly recommend it too.
When I visited my buddy a couple months ago, I played a game. You might know this because you know games, but it was like a square map, and it was like
Azul.
You put down like building types, like you put down a mall or a bank, and they were square tiles like that. And then you built tall buildings with like plastic pieces that stacked.
You lost me.
Ah, fuck.
Just
it,
someone knock them over.
Do you have like a plastic Godzilla come and destroy all the buildings?
Because
that sounds amazing.
You would cap the building, and then when you capped them, they would score based on what type they were, either residential or business. And then what the building types next to them were modifiers. Like a bar was minus one if it was a business, but plus one if it was residential and stuff like that. And there were limits on how high the different building types would
That's
go.
That's kind of cool.
Would you and I go back and forth on going on the building and adding the
it's
levels?
It's your own building. So on your turn, you would like draw a tile. You'd play a tile. You would get like three actions, and like putting a layer onto one of your buildings was an action, and playing a tile was an action, and like the buildings like. The business ones, you couldn't build one higher than like four. Your first one could be like four tall, and then you couldn't build a five until you capped a four, and you couldn't build a six until you like capped a five, and so you slowly got bigger and bigger ones.
Oh, you should play the Madison version
the
of that game, the
called?
Expansion where you can't build up past five.
You're being
floors.
Talked to. Be polite.
I'm listening. The Madison one. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't build up past five. Floors.
No, because there's a badger's ass that's that tall.
There's a game like what you're describing where everyone has to do this real estate thing, but everyone's given a piece of paper, and then everyone writes on like 15. I've seen people play this board game where everyone gets given a piece of paper, and you're doing some sort of like, you're trying to build a neighborhood.
Sure.
So when it's over, everyone has a sheet of paper with like 1,000 things that each wrote down, and then you compare your notes, and then somebody wins. I'm like, what?
That everyone sounds. It sounds like homework.
And people are like trying to talk me to play, and I'm like, all I see is people. It's not. It's
do
just,
you debate which what features are better?
Yeah, I know. You just write people.
It's not suburbia.
It's not suburbia. That's weird because I remember number one, it's newer, and number two, like it was at this most recent Gen Con, right? It was like one of the hottest there. And the title I remember is like a pun, like it mixes like a word for like a city versus a word for.
That's a really good story.
Fuck you.
Anyway, Andy, what do you?
All right, my recommendation.
It's not suburbia.
My recommendation. I don't know if we've recommended on the podcast before. Is Deep Rising. It's a crazy, awesome Treat Williams film. I was talking about it yesterday, which actually I was talking about on Friday, and I ordered it during the game we were playing
Today's
on Friday.
Not Saturday?
Today's Today
Sunday.
Is Sunday.
Oh, all day.
I got it, or actually I got what Amazon sent to me, which is the 3D Lamp Illusion, which is
why would
which
you?
Is a elephant on there.
If you're ordering it from Amazon, just do the digital. You have it instantly. Why would you order an actual physical copy?
I want
copy
a physical
of something?
Copy
oh
to lend to people and to take to.
Well, it's
just wherever you go, you log in Amazon.
So you ordered a movie and you got a lamp?
I got a lamp.
That, if I was Amazon and people ordered physical movies, I would just send them lamps and say, we have a digital service. Stop ordering movies.
It's a night lamp. It's in China.
So did you call them? Do you like get your movie?
I'm getting the movie still. Well,
okay.
That led me down a path from yesterday when Chris was over watching movies. We were talking about Treat Williams, and I found out something very interesting about Treat Williams.
He's dead.
Nope, he's not dead. He's made a lot of movies. His name, do you guys know who Treat Williams is?
No.
The actor? Well, anyway, his full name, Treat Williams, is Richard Treat Williams.
Huh. That I did not know.
Okay.
So he's Dick Treat Williams.
That's actually pretty good.
How the fuck did he get through grade school being known as Dick Treat?
Dick Trickle.
I know, but
and
I mean,
Dick Butt Kiss.
I know. Well, Dick Buck has probably beat up everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say Dick Buck is just bigger than everyone.
But Dick Treat. Just,
I think that's why he went by Treat.
I think that's probably why.
Yeah.
But no, Deep Rising is, I think it was 1999 when the movie came out. It's
Although I think he's better in Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead than he is in Deep Rising, personally.
Is he known for it? He's not known for it. It's not in his filmography here.
Or am I mistaking Treat Williams for a different actor?
You're thinking of you're thinking of somebody. You're thinking of Andy Garcia.
I'm not on the TV.
No.
I don't think he's in Things to Do in Denver.
I thought he was a guy who causes the trouble in the fight and gets. He's the one who gets all the things happening, and he's the guy who fights.
You're thinking of Kevin Bacon in Footloose.
No, nope.
Although I do love Kevin Bacon.
But no, it's basically about a team of people going to a ship that's been overrun by a giant monster from the sea. It's a obnoxious, entertaining action flick. Lots of horror in it, and the movie poster gives away the entire ending of the film.
It's not the last scene. It's like the last 98%.
Which movie?
I mean,
Deep Rising.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are films that give away the last scene. That's close to the last scene. It doesn't show the. If it was them on the island looking up, then it'd be the last scene technically. But it is actually a good movie.
It's great. It's probably. I'm looking up things to do in Denver when you're dead to see if Brian.
Well, I'm curious which actor I'm thinking of.
I love how we're all looking. Well, all but I am looking at their phone.
Well,
right now.
I have a lead.
Everyone else is looking at their phone, so I joined in.
I have a lead here. I finally found a guy. Come on, fucker!
Yeah, Treat Williams isn't it? He's Critical Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's a guy who he had a very weird character in that.
Keyforge, fuck you, Keyforge.
So who else doesn't
poop.
Have a?
They, what he is a bat in prison.
Oh sure. So who has another recommendation? Is that it?
Expansity.
Expansity.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Expansity.
That's very punny.
That was a good game. I recommend Expansity.
It sounds kind of cool.
There's a new game that came out. I've seen.
If you like Suburbia, it is a newer, similar thing that's good and stuff.
There's one game that came out. You have to play in the dark. Can you move a little lantern around the board and if the lantern can see models? Like four people play like these little things, and then some person walks with a lantern, and it's like a one versus many kind of a hidden mechanic.
I know some people that have trouble seeing in the dark, even with a lantern. I mean, like, their eyes can't focus on things.
Yeah.
I mean, just that game.
People with Parkinson's can't play Jenga. It's life.
They also
just deal with it.
They also shouldn't serve you soda, either.
That's true.
That was not a Parkinson's shake. That was not a Parkinson's shake.
What are we talking about?
Right now we're talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, okay.
There's an episode where he gets in a fight with Michael J. Fox. Because Michael J. Fox moves in above him, and he's too noisy, so he goes up to tell Michael J. Fox that he needs to be quieter.
Sure.
Who is he telling this to?
Michael J. Fox.
I didn't want to use two pronouns in one sentence.
Okay. That's right.
So he tells Michael J. Fox that Michael J. Fox needs to be less noisy when Michael J. Fox is doing things in Michael J. Fox's apartment.
Sure.
So Michael J. Fox apologizes for the amount of noise that Michael J. Fox makes in Michael J. Fox's apartment when Michael J. Fox is doing Michael J. Fox things. So as part of Michael J. Fox's apology, Michael J. Fox offers him a soda. But the soda that Michael J. Fox gives him explodes foamily all over him.
Sure.
Because Michael J. Fox shook it as Michael J. Fox was giving him the soda.
Sure.
But it was a Parkinson's shake.
It was just fuck you shake.
But it was Michael J. Fox had indeed just done a fuck you shake with his Michael J. Fox arm, as opposed to just Michael J. Fox shaking because Michael J. Fox has Michael J. Fox Parkinson's.
Wait,
but of course, special case. Whenever the guy was telling people that Michael J. Fox shook Michael J. Fox's soda that Michael J. Fox gave to him in Michael J. Fox's apartment when he went to tell Michael J. Fox to make less Michael J. Fox noise in his Michael J. Fox apartment while doing Michael J. Fox things, they all think he's just being a monster because Michael J. Fox has Michael J. Fox Parkinson's because it's Michael J. Fox. But in reality, Michael J. Fox shook it on purpose because Michael J. Fox was angry about this guy telling Michael J. Fox to not make as much Michael J. Fox noise. And that is the crux of the episode that co-starred Michael J. Fox.
I really used to have a huge crush on him.
Who?
Michael J. Fox.
Oh. Yeah, punchline!
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
You should, when you release this episode, tell people there's a drinking game and they should just take a shot every time somebody mentions Michael J. Fox And for the first hour and a half, they'll be like, it's like the commando drinking game where you drink every time he kills somebody, and he kills like one person until the last 10 minutes when he kills 512 people.
Call that Saturday.
Yes.
All right. I'll put that in there.
That's amazing.
Did you recommend something, Andy?
I did. Deep Rising.
Oh, that's right. Your lamp.
It's
a lamp story.
My cool 3D.
I was elephant lamp.
It's a 3D elephant.
It goes caw-caw.
It does go caw-caw. Oh, it's
that's a callback.
That is a callback.
You have an orange elephant 3D lamp puzzle.
And you get to keep that, right?
That's an elephant.
No, I don't. I have to ship it back.
Why are you?
That's a ballerina.
That's not an elephant.
They almost always have to keep their
the other side.
Yeah. No,
don't break it. Then I have to pay for it.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Parts of it are extra.
Wait, you're not going to keep it?
No.
You send it back.
They want me to send it back. Fuck otherwise, em. I have to pay for another copy of Deep Rising.
How much does Deep Rising cost? And how much does an elephant lamp cost?
I don't know.
Because
you might come off ahead.
Hold on. This thing's got a remote control.
Yeah.
For all the colors.
Dude. I say you keep the elephant lamp.
You got a call.
Oh, fucking A.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.